it's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
All right, okay, good morning. It's Thursday. I'm getting the hang of this, man. Hold on, let me turn my phone off.
Good idea.
That'd be bad, man, if the phone just started ringing in the middle. You know what would really be bad about it? Is I would take the call.
Uh-oh.
How's everybody doing? Good morning, geniuses. Good morning, blogmeisters. How's everybody? Feeling all right? I don't know why I'm eating the M&M's, Mark, but I'm eating them. See? I set a standard for myself yesterday.
That was hopefully a good thing. But, you know, they're going to sit in your stomach all day.
No, you know, I'm not going to take this from you because I know you sneak down here.
No, not today. I specifically said yesterday, yes, but not today.
Dude, you left upstairs or downstairs at like 20 after and said, I'm going to get a Snickers bar.
That was yesterday.
That was this morning.
No, I didn't get a Snickers bar. Ask Kalo. He'll tell you. I didn't eat anything. I came straight in here and started reading.
Let me ask you a question, dude. You don't have to answer this. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not answering. Are you one of those people at home that your wife says, are you going to eat that? You better not eat that.
Nah, she doesn't do that.
Come on, tell me the truth.
Nah, she doesn't do that.
Does she know you come in here and start eating candy?
No. But she does now, thanks to you. No, I mean, this morning I didn't do that specifically because I know I had done it the first 3 days of the week, and it's not a good thing.
I'm such a compulsive, addictive idiot. Like, yesterday, I'm all excited. I'm on the air. I'm like, hey, I'm eating M&M's for breakfast. And this morning, I get here. I had a healthy breakfast at home. I had an egg on a piece of one of these weird cheese tortilla things.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen those? I think they're Dominican or Colombian. I get them at the multi-ethnic supermarket down in Queens.
Yeah, okay.
This supermarket is mind-blowing, man. I mean, I went in there yesterday. Now I'm just going in because it's right by the train, and I just like to walk around. It's like taking a tour of the world.
Yeah, it's like everything from chorizos to dim sum, right?
Exactly. There's not a lot of Asian stuff there, but they got all the Indian stuff, and they got a lot of South American stuff. But so I had a healthy breakfast, and I come in here, and of course I'm jonesing for M&M's. I'm starting to scratch my skin. I'm like, I'm a little itchy. I think I need some M&M's.
Now, you know when you're gone completely if you put the M&M's on top of something like oatmeal.
M&M's with everything.
M&M's with everything, exactly. You know, they have M&M's stuff that they put on top of ice cream. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere.
Lars said yesterday, our producer said yesterday, he's like, because I made brownies last week. You
know, yeah.
Because I got this
beer. I'm missing the brownies, man.
I'll have to make some more of it seeing that. See, you've got addicted to brownies, see?
Yep.
But I'm the guy that's got to manufacture it. I'm the guy supplying the stuff.
Yeah, but so you hit the chewy thing right on the head.
I got it, right?
Punch.
Yeah, because Jonathan Larson, our producer, says they should make them chewier. So I go out and I try to make them chewier, and I'm at home wearing my apron, and I put on a little old lady's wig when I cook because that's a weird thing I do.
Uh-oh.
And so I bring in the chewy ones, and Larson says, you know, I they're good, but, you know, I could use a few chocolate chips would be nice. So I'm like, so now that's not good enough. You want chocolate chips and brownies? He's like, well, I pretty much want chocolate chips and anything. Hamburgers, doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Put chocolate chips in there. All right, so I'm going to try and shift gears here and tap into the anger that I had last night. You know the reason why I avoid, you know, confrontation in certain respects?
Because you don't want to pick up a garbage can and lay it upside somebody's
head. That's exactly it, man.
I know.
I completely melt
Me
down.
Me too.
Like, I'm watching, they had Howard Dean on Anderson Cooper's show last night, right?
Anderson Cooper?
Exactly. But
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm really never going to get any shot on CNN now.
Well, anyways, he did do an interview with Howard Dean. And Howard Dean sticking by his gun saying, look, you know, the timing of this terror alert is questionable. It's obviously politicized for a number of reasons. For the timing, because it's old information, why'd they choose today as opposed to 4 days ago or 2 weeks ago or even 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, they said they just got the information. Okay,
yeah.
Back up. But anyways, he's the only guy out there, you know, in the national spotlight saying that, you know, this was political. So they had this guy, Terry Holt. Terry Holt is a campaign spokesman for the Republicans.
Ooh.
And I just... Right away, they condescend immediately and just start saying, hey, you know, it's shameful. It's shameful what he's saying. He's a conspiracy theorist, and he's a Kerry spokesperson, or Kerry strategist, right? So he's on the Kerry campaign giving advice. So in these amazing, sweeping two sentences, he manages to call Howard Dean crazy. He manages to say that he's doing something shameful by actually being critical and saying something that half of the country is thinking. And then on top
of it... It's not just thinking. Let me explain something to you. There was... I saw a local TV show, which actually I'm going to be on tomorrow night, And they were interviewing one of our colleagues. A talk show host works for a different local radio station. Guess what he said was the subject of three-quarters of his calls over the last 3 days?
Ours, too.
Obviously. So Howard Dean's not the only wacko that's thinking that there's some political edge all of this stuff.
But the way this guy attacked him, the thing is, he's not really a wacko at all. And the truth of the matter is, and I know you're not saying he is, but the truth of the matter is when you have an administration that is this corrupt and this secretive and this, counter to democracy, just the idea, it's like that general said yesterday, I forget his name, about, you said his name,
I just gave his name.
About these terrorists, about these terrorist threats, is that he doesn't question, neither does Howard Dean, the validity of the threat, that clearly terrorism is a threat, but that this president is politicizing in the campaign year is completely obvious.
Now, let me stop you there for a second and ask you the following question to think about, particularly those who are in the New York area, because you all know this already. Simple question.
Yeah.
If the terror threat is real, where's the National Guard?
Right.
The National Guard has not been called out. That would be called. They would be called out by the governor of the state, George Pataki, a Republican. So it's not a question of some partisan politics. In other words, a Democrat saying, well, I'm not calling him out because I don't believe the threat is real. This is a Republican guy. Now, what this has a direct tie to is the question of using the police to do the work that the National Guard would ordinarily do.
Well, this is back to your theory earlier and to some other people that have picked up on it, is that this might be the way, the reason this is political is that if you put a terror threat down on New York now, imagine how secure it's going to be for the convention.
For the convention.
You know, so if you get the police doing what the National Guard should be doing, if this were a truly real threat, then how good is it going to be when the Republicans come to town? How secure is it going to be?
And how underserved are the communities of New York City going to be while their cops are all here in Midtown Manhattan? Think about that for a minute. There are 4,000 fewer police officers in New York than there were on September 11, 2001. And now you're taking, instead of calling out the National Guard and using them to guard stuff, you're calling cops from Staten Island, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx to come into Manhattan to secure the Citigroup building, secure all these other places.
Now you're going
to
give everyone ideas. It's like in Iowa and Davenport. Kerry and Bush were both in town. All the cops were sucked into managing the crowds, and guys hit three banks.
Three banks.
We'll talk about that story later. But what I want to say is that what that general was saying is that it's a sad state of affairs that we even have to ask these questions, because that means there is a fundamental distrust of this administration, this president, in a large part of this population. I hope to God all those people that have those kind of thoughts are registered to vote, that they are registering to vote, that they're assessing the situation, that they're educating themselves, because I can guarantee you the people that are blindly voting for this president are not educating themselves. They are not choosing to look at a diverse and broad spectrum of information and actually putting it through some sort of critical mill, which would be their brain.
Mm-hmm.
They are not making decisions like that. They are blindly supporting an administration that is so secretive, so deceitful, so exploitive, that people are actually, of course there are conspiracy theories out there, because we don't have the truth. If somebody was just to speak plain truth to us, as opposed to, continuing to make connections between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, we're going to play a soundbite when we come back during Terror Watch, that this president, he's not saying in so few words, but this administration is sticking to that line, that Al-Qaeda and Iraq were tied, and that's what justified the war, as opposed to the reason they sent us to war to begin with was based on a lie. Now they're just saying that lie doesn't matter. And there is ample evidence that what Kerry is saying is true, is that terrorism on the planet has gotten worse since the war in Iraq. It is not the way that Bush twisted it. We got a lot of sound to listen to today, different sound bites to explore some of these ideas, and we're going to come back and do the Terror Watch segment.
Yeah.
Right, Mark?
Absolutely, because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely. We've got things to do here on Air America Radio.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
the Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the long life doodad, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the gizmo that can keep your smoke alarms working longer. Because climbing up to replace those things isn't exactly fun.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for
those long life doodads,
we'll show you our lithium 9-volt smoke alarm battery. And you'll get peace of mind knowing it'll last up to 10 years. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
I'll take a long life doodad over a short life doodad every time.
Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
We're back. It's Morning's Edition. I'm Mark Maron. Mark Riley is here.
Hey.
As usual, Chris on the board. We got Larson and Brendan in the booth. Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, in the other room. You know, looking at the press, staying on the pulse of the planet's undoing. And we were talking about before, we go into Terror Watch, I want to play this bit of sound because this is, you know, they are insisting on this, and this is what George Lakoff, a guest we had on the program a while back, who wrote a book called Moral Politics, about framing, and that the insistence upon this non-fact by the Bush-Cheney administration in order to keep people hypnotized and focused on the lie that they're using to build their campaign on is it's mind-blowing. Can we hear that?
I had a choice to make. This nation had a choice to make. Either forget the lessons of September the 11th and hope for the best and trust a madman, or take action to defend our country, given that choice.
That was from Canton, Ohio. That's July 31st. That's last Saturday. Now, this is a rephrasing of the idea that Cheney refuses to rephrase, which is that Iraq, or Saddam Hussein in particular, was directly affiliated with al-Qaeda, which has been proven to be false by the 9/11 Commission. It's been proven to be false by almost all of the world's intelligence agencies. Yet these idiots continue to hit it like it's hypnotic, because they know enough of their core, their core base of voters believes this and wants to believe it in order to justify this country's involvement in this unilateral decision to go to war over oil.
Well, what they've done is they've watched the belief in this al-Qaeda-Saddam connection erode over time. There was a time when three-quarters of the American people believed this wholeheartedly while we were at war. And they've watched in the last year and change, as little by little more information comes out, little by little the support for that notion, the tie between Saddam and al-Qaeda, has slipped.
Yes.
They send Dick Cheney out to try and reinforce, to shore up this continually eroding base of support. Now Bush has taken it upon himself, and the reasons are obvious. He's got to get out on the campaign trail and sell something good out of this whole Iraqi mess. So he goes back out on the road and he says, well, we could either ignore the, listen to what he said, ignore the lessons of September 11th. What lesson is he talking about?
The lesson I think he's talking about is about, you know, how many were there? 15, 18?
19.
19 disenfranchised, bitter, you know, Saudi Arabian guys.
Right? Oh, no, that was 15 out of 19.
15 of them. You know, that's where they mobilized out of. That's where those guys were from.
I know.
And they refused to address that, but they insist on doing this to justify to the people that have already made the decision to support this president. I just hope to God that if you're a Bush supporter and you're listening to us because you hate us or because you enjoy us or because we're entertaining, that, you know, there is no way to deny the fact that this dude is lying. There is just no way to deny the fact that he's lying. And if you think he was justified just because it makes your hate feel better or your anger at your life, you know, is more focused now, or instead of focusing on the despair of your personal condition, you choose to focus on the false strength of this administration, that you will rethink it. And if you're undecided, certainly, if there are this many questions in the air, the only thing we can derive from that is this administration is so secretive, so devious, that, you know, they are untrustable. I mean, you're talking about a president like Clinton who did, you know, who got impeached for sexual transgression, yet this guy is being not touched for, like, any number of transgressions in any number of areas that affect people's lives.
Well, this is, you see this kind of disingenuous effort in many instances to back up claims that have already been made. For example, the threat from this past weekend.
Yes.
People questioned it. People say, well, was it political?
Wait, we got to do the music.
Oh, yes. Terror Watch.
Okay.
All right. Now, people are saying they're questioning this. They're asking, you know, is this administration trustworthy when it comes to releasing this kind of information and in elevating people's, you know, anxiety about a possible attack?
Right.
Now, Fox News is saying, because people are saying, well, you know, the intelligence was 4 years old. Fox News now says that they have talked to sources within the government who say Al-Qaeda had an active plan to attack a United States target despite that 3 to 4 year old intelligence. They quote government officials saying there was at least one active plot in motion.
Now, who said that?
Fox News.
I know, but who are they quoting?
Government officials.
Okay.
No one by name. No one on the record.
The propaganda wing of the Republican Party, i.e. Fox News. Okay.
Well, you said it, not me.
Well, I'm not the only one to say that either. You know, they were contacted by secret government sources that say that, like, okay, here's what we're going to do to counteract all this criticism of this intelligence being old and assuming, you know, and insinuating that we're politicizing the war on terror. I can't go on record with this, but we got pretty good information that some Al-Qaeda guys called some people in this country within the last 2 months, right? That's all I'm going to say. And, oh, yeah, there's two of us here.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. And that way you can pluralize it, make it sound like you got it from more than one source. But see, and what I think they may be responding to, again, you can be a conspiracy theorist, you can just be cynical or whatever. This whole terror threat watch and the response to it was not supposed to last 3 news cycles. Not Monday, not Tuesday, not yesterday. And it's still an issue today. And I'm talking about now the questioning of the terror threat. Remember, the terror threat was Sunday afternoon.
So you're saying that possibly the questioning of the terror threat and this persistent questioning, of the terror threat, you know, every time that one happens, could actually be becoming a wedge issue.
Well, yeah, and it could lead to the government leaking some information to a friendly media outlet, to say, well, we have additional verification.
Right.
We have additional information.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the administration do this time and time again. Mm-hmm. We saw Dick Cheney say the 9/11 panel doesn't have all the information. We've seen in response to other bombs like this, the same kind of thing.
Exactly, but why would anybody not read that as, well, hey, Dick, you're the vice president. Why don't you tell us what you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying, you know, we're the commission. We got some of your guys on here, too. Why don't you tell us what you know? But no, they would rather say, we're holding the Trump card. We got secrets. We know things you don't know. Well, that's exactly the problem with this administration. And that's exactly why people have to speculate and be frightened and not trust them, is that they have the nads to actually say something like that.
Well, see, and in this latest story from Fox News, they say something very interesting. They say that an Al-Qaeda operative told British officials, which, by the way, I guess they somehow got this information to Fox News, that there was a plot to attack in the United States 60 days before the November 2nd election. Now, what is the date 60 days before the November election? It is September 2nd. What is September 2nd? September 2nd is the day George W. Bush is due to address the Republican National Convention. So it all fits together very easily for people.
So are they actually doing some sort of strange buildup? Is Fox News going to, like, do this weird sort of standoff thing? Like, you know, are they going to try and make Bush out to be this courageous guy for even coming to New York to speak at a convention in a city that does not even want him here? I mean, are they, and I guess I'm not speaking for all New Yorkers. Okay. But I'm speaking for a lot of them. All right. What? Yeah. Just on even Republicans who don't want to deal with the traffic and the other crap. But what I want to know is, are they going to build this up like, you know, the countdown to the threat? You know what I mean? September 2nd is the day, 60 days before the election. Will they strike? Will George Bush? Is George Bush going to transcend his fear and speak anyways with this ominous threat hanging over him?
Well, first of all, it's going to mean that we aren't going to be able to get anywhere near the convention.
We're going to have to sleep here.
Well, yeah, because here is as close as we're going to get. This is going to mean that Madison Square Garden will be on extraordinary lockdown throughout the convention, and people will cite this report as why they need to do this.
This also goes against some intelligence that we have from posting from Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigades, which is linked to al-Qaeda, in a letter published in the Al-Quds newspaper that, you know, blatantly states that the terrorists want nothing more than to have this president in office because he has done, you know, more than anybody has within their ranks to unite them and give them focus.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of goes against, not that, you know, I'm sympathizing for terrorists in any way, but I'm just saying that the logic here, you know, sort of goes against, you know, what other the other information that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that this Fox News report, and I hate to keep quoting them, I really do, it bugs the living out of me, but they say that Mohammed Naeem Noor Khan, who's the 25-year-old Pakistani computer geek who triggered this entire threat alert when they supposedly arrested him, and by the way, in July, I think July 13th, and had all this information, they now say that he may have met with al-Qaeda operatives inside the United States.
Yeah.
Can you get that? Now, I want you to listen to something that was in this report from Fox News. This will tell you exactly where the media is going with this. They say, and I'm going to give them a direct quote, meanwhile, it's been discovered that Khan made electronic contact with al-Qaeda operatives inside the United States. U.S. officials said they are still looking into it, and while they can't confirm at this point, they are not steering people away from the developing information.
I got some thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back in a minute.
Absolutely. Coming up next, the presidential palm pilot fired for eating bacon, plus more roots talk from the pontiff, the liberal agenda, and so much more here on Air America Radio.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The American Bar Association opens its summer meeting in Atlanta, Georgia today and opens fire on the Bush administration. It's planning what's been described as a scathing rebuke of the Bush White House, calling for a resolution that says U.S. military torture of Afghan and Iraqi prisoners brought shame to the U.S. and lowered our standing in the world. Florida Republican Congresswoman Katherine Harris, who played a significant role, you may recall, in the 2000 presidential election of President Bush, has apologized apologized for making a claim that a plot existed to blow up the power grid in Carmel, Indiana. City officials disputed the claims of a plot, which led to Harris making a public apology for the bogus terrorist plot. Former Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean is again making it loud and clear that there's ample evidence President Bush was playing politics when he approved raising the terror alert level last Sunday. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area, with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area. And they were the first center to teach this state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Air America's Majority Report. Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the NASCAR dads are just going to... Ooh, I'm sorry. Bill Bennett just walked over your shoulder, and it was really disturbing juxtaposition of good and evil.
That's how I felt when I saw Bill O'Reilly after, and I had the same knot in my stomach as when I did in high school. It was the same thing, like, oh, God, there's that guy.
Sounds like a crush.
No, I don't mean that. No, I would have said, oh, there's that guy. This was, oh, God, there's that guy.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
I still got some M&Ms left. I'm pacing myself, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm maintaining the buzz.
Discipline. Discipline.
Yeah. Someone's out there going, why did you keep plugging M&Ms? They don't need to be plugged, all right? They're a big corporation. There's no reason to plug M&Ms. Enough people eat M&Ms, and they're bad for your teeth. Oh, my God.
That's corporation?
I'm done with this. I'm done with this show.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Who makes these?
All right, you work that out. I'm going to do the presidential palm pilot. This just in from Ramon. Take your time. Who is now apparently walking around the Oval Office naked just to taunt people. I don't know why they let him stand there. Here's the presidential schedule for today. 7 o'clock a.m. Wake up. There's Kerry. He's following me. Oh, Jesus. Wait, it's Laura. Never mind. 9:55 a.m. Signed Department of Defense Appropriations Act. Promise that the U.S. government will do everything necessary to support our troops. Skim a few million off military retirement fund. Who's going to know? 11:15 a.m. Go to Ohio. Hope I don't run into Kerry again. It's like we're trying to get votes from the same states. 1 p.m. Participate in Ask President Bush event, Columbus, Ohio. Have Rove plant someone in the audience to ask, you do so much for us. Why don't you spend more time in Crawford just to recharge? 3 p.m. Still in Ohio. If the poll numbers don't improve here in a few days, screw it. I'm not coming back. Let Kerry have it. 5 p.m. Arrive in Michigan. Jesus, there's Kerry again. No, just another tall guy with a long face. The Democrats are planting him everywhere I go. 6 p.m., speak at rally, Saginaw, Michigan. Say some stuff I've said for the past 3 weeks. For fun, put emphasis on different words, like, we're winning the war on terror. 9:05 p.m., arrive back at the White House. There's Kerry! Oh, no, that's Lincoln, bastard. 11 p.m., bedtime, drift off. There's Kerry! He's in my head! Get out! Okay. So back to this stuff. Back to this weird issue of phrasing, of framing, of Pakistan, of like, here. Can we hear that Kerry thing?
Resulted in an increase of animosity and anger focused on the United States of America. And the intelligence agencies of our country will tell you and can tell you, it's not classified, that the madrasas, the schools that are teaching terror, the people who are training terror, are using our actions as a means of recruitment.
Okay, what he's talking about is the Iraq War. I don't know why it cuts off at the beginning, but it does. It's the way the clip has been. But he's talking about the decision to go to Iraq, and because of that, as a result of that decision, terrorism has risen globally. It has certainly risen in the Middle East and in the Iraq area, where they now have a working base of operations and a collective of terrorist groups and franchises among the nationalists there.
This is fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. In Afghanistan, we have fewer troops fighting terrorism than we have New York City police on the street here. Afghanistan, where it is rumored that, you know, Al-Qaeda still operates, the Taliban still operates, Osama bin Laden might be somewhere in the border region of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have fewer troops there now than we do in Iraq because they abandoned the Afghanistan project, I think, to enable, in some respects, the enemy to maintain itself. You know, the thing is, if they catch bin Laden, there's some people that might think, the same people think that Saddam Hussein is connected with Al-Qaeda might think game over. Mm-hmm. So on some level, it behooves them strategically to keep that guy alive or at least, you know, under wraps for as long as possible because then they have a functional, operational bad guy out there in the world. And they'll catch him just in time to transfer that bad guyness over to the Korean dude, Kim
Jong-il.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to him later.
Here's the other clip, though. This is Bush in responding to Kerry in a weird, wrong way.
Enemies who hate us are still plotting to harm us. Those who claim that America's war on terror is to blame for terror threats against the United States have a fundamental misunderstanding of the nature of the enemy.
I don't think Kerry has any fundamental misunderstanding of the nature of the enemy, nor does Howard Dean. What they were saying, and apparently the president misunderstood it or didn't quite grasp what they were saying, was that because of his decision to go into Iraq, terrorism is now worse than it was before.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and that was, by the way, at a Rose Garden ceremony, the president, that was in Canton, Ohio this past weekend.
Another Canton, Ohio? He likes that Canton, Ohio.
He likes Canton, Ohio.
Now, this dude that was caught in Pakistan, this kid Khan.
Yes.
I guess he's not a kid. Mohammed Naeem Noor Khan.
Yeah, whose dad, I think, works for the Pakistani airline.
His dad works for the Pakistani airline. They said that Khan's father facilitated a lot of his international travel, but they do not think the father knew what his son was doing. And this is just, you know, another example where parental filters on the computer might have been helpful. Like, you know, like, don't they have an Al-Qaeda filter that you can, if you live in Pakistan or Afghanistan, where the parents can, you know, just put, like, they have no porn sites here, is there no Al-Qaeda? Bad joke.
Well, the kid's 25 years old. I hope he's old enough to pick and choose. Yeah, but you know, it's an interesting situation because it speaks to something that we've talked about on many different occasions.
Yeah.
Think about Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was not a poor person. He was not born poor. His family wasn't poor.
Very rich.
Very, very rich. This kid, Khan, was not born into poverty. In other words, you see in many different instances, if you look back over revolutions and different actions that have taken place over time, it is not always the poor that end up leading them. They end up being the troops in many cases. But it is not always the poor, the proletariat that rises up. In many instances, the people that decide to rise up are people from privileged classes.
But those are the people that design the revolution. Mm-hmm. It's the same that's going on here with the way that Bush talks to the proletariat of this country. Is he gets them fueled up with bad information and a place to focus their despair, their hopelessness, and their fury. You know, he misguides their anger and passion in order to, you know, to sustain his power base, which is a lot of what these guys do. You get a bunch of intellectuals working behind you, and you get the one charismatic leader who is fueled by the intellectual's ability to manipulate the proletariat's mind into taking action.
And you reach out to that proletariat on a level that they can understand and in a place where they now are. By the way, I made a mistake earlier. That Bush clip came from Davenport, Iowa yesterday.
And there's one other thing I want to talk about when we come back, and that is the moderate Muslim sympathy for the cause of the jihadists now, I think, is going to be a really challenging issue to talk about in terms of, like, what these Al-Qaeda operatives that they say are communicating with people here.
Yeah.
You know, how much of that is just people talking to their relatives who may not even know
Well, that's an interesting question.
All right, we'll be back in a second on Air America Radio. Hey, check us out at morningsedition.com where you can blog, email, and waste lots of time at work looking at our links.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first step the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda! Here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that looks up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
LendingTree.com presents How to Get Out from Under Debt. First, take an average guy.
Hello.
Then add some credit card debt, a car payment, and a student loan.
How?
To get out from under all this debt, get a debt consolidation loan from LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
That's it. Good morning. Morning's edition. I'm Mark Maron. It's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
This is Air America Radio. Register to vote. Register to vote. Register to vote.
Please.
Because I know a lot of us, you know, marginally intelligent people who are active and reactive and think we know everything, don't think it's important to vote. Register to vote. Go to www.declareyourself.com. Check what you have to do. Just, you know, just in case you want to do it.
And if, in case you weren't able to write that down, we've got a link to it through morningsedition.com.
Yeah, and good morning, bloggers. I'm sorry, I can't engage.
Okay? We're busy, okay?
I can't engage. I know that you're out there, you're doing it, you're having a good time. Morningsedition.com is where you can go to join the always growing
online community.
Blog community. They had a troll earlier, so I checked before I got in here.
Yeah, right.
The company is Mars Incorporated. Mars makes M&Ms, and Mars has been providing creative sugar buzzes for children everywhere for years.
Did you look at the ingredients?
Why do I need to do that?
Because what is it? It's good. You want to know what you put in your mouth.
Is there any of the what do you call it?
What?
The
whey?
No, whey's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's the other one. Why am I spacing out? The bad fat,
I don't know.
What is it called?
Polysorbate 80?
Huh? fat? Not saturated fat. They're dangerous ones.
Free radicals?
Anyways,
I don't know.
I'm just completely spacing out. It's ridiculous.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, it's modified
cornstarch.
It's modified lecithin. I'll get it.
Lecithin?
No, I'll get it. I'll get it because I know forget it. This is ridiculous. It's not good radio. So now, where were we going with this? Kane, the commissioner.
Tom Kane, former governor of New Jersey and Republican.
Oh, I remember. Wait, before we do that, what I was saying about moderate Muslims is that there are a lot of, I live in Queens, and I went shopping in a Muslim supermarket yesterday. There are a lot of, regular American moderate Muslims that I'm sure have relatives who may or may not be involved in some devious stuff. I mean, who the hell knows? You don't know what your family's up to. Look at that woman who was killed in Utah. She had no idea that her husband was lying about going to medical school for 2 years.
Yeah.
The guy was a sociopath. But I'm saying that, that's why I want to know what these communications they are saying that they have are. I think that's only right that they tell us if there's real communications between Al-Qaeda operatives abroad and people in the United States, what does that really mean? Who are those people in the United States? Are they saying that there are active Al-Qaeda operatives that they know about within this country or over where I live or in this city? Or are they just using, this vague information that could be an Al-Qaeda operative saying, I hope everybody's okay over there. It's so vague, if it's a real threat. Like you said, where's the National Guard? I think all indications are pointing to the fact that Howard Dean, that the speculation that Howard Dean and many of us have had is probably true.
Well, the thing about this whole Al-Qaeda contact in the U.S. stuff is that the government won't confirm it now, but they are not dissuading media from looking into it.
Right. They're using secrecy to their advantage, which is also spurring on a tremendous amount of panic in, the leftist intellectual community. And panic in that community manifests itself as conspiracy theories because we're not being given the truth.
But it's not just the left communities anymore.
No, I know that.
It really has moved into the mainstream, and it's been in the mainstream for 3 news cycles already this week.
Yeah.
What that does, that scares the bejesus out of Bush. He's out in Iowa, and he's out in these other parts of the country trying to, shore up his record, and suddenly you've got this whole, when you question a terror alert, all right? When large numbers of people begin to do that, it really questions the veracity of the people that are issuing it. It questions the veracity of the government, and Bush knows this. They hate to see this go on like that. That's why they're saying that, Howard Dean is somehow un-American for bringing these sorts of things up.
All right, let's do that Kane thing.
All right, Tom Kane, chair of the 9/11 Commission. And this is probably giving Bush a little palpitation, too. He is saying that voters ought to weigh how both President Bush and Senator John Kerry respond to the recommendations contained in their report.
Oh, he's asking voters to think?
He's asking voters to think weigh the two. Remember, Kerry has said that Bush ought to call a special session of Congress, which implies, of course, if he were president, that's what he'd do, to try and get these things implemented. Bush is going much slower. Of course, people in Congress are telling him to go slow. The intelligence community is telling him to go slow. And more importantly, Donald Rumsfeld is telling him to go slow because Donald Rumsfeld does not want to give up a dime of that $32 billion out of the $40 billion that's spent on intelligence in this country.
And he doesn't want to look like he's not doing his job.
Exactly.
So you're saying that Kane is asking voters to assess the reaction that George Bush is having and John Kerry is having to the commission's report. But you can pretty much, asking anybody, who is already committed to George Bush, 46% or whatever the number is today, to assess anything with a critical eye in relation to this president is a tall order. So I guess what he's asking is the 46 or 47% that have already decided on Kerry to continue to assess this president properly, and also to those 15% undecided registered voters to really look at what's going on. And also, I think he's encouraging, I'm reading into it now, all of you out there who are undecided in terms of like whether or not to register to vote, to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. I believe Tom Kane said this before the House Intelligence Committee.
Mm-hmm.
I know he set it up on the Hill. And, you know, Congress people are the ones that are saying, you know, I'm not sure we want to go as far as the 9/11 Commission recommends. I'm not sure we want to give the, for example, the intelligence, this new intelligence czar, the kind of power that a lot of people, including the Commission, recommend that it have.
Right.
So at this point, Cain is sending Bush a very clear message. If you're not willing to go far enough, then voters ought to take that into account when they go into the booth. And again, you're right. They're talking about a relatively small number of people, but they're talking about a number of people who could well determine the outcome of this thing.
An important number of people.
Extremely.
We'll be back with a couple of, you know, a little lighter. Lighter stories and the liberal agenda, of course, here on Air America Radio.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add him to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at GEICO.com.
Ah, the peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Okay, all right. What day is it? Thursday? Terrific.
Yep.
Good morning. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley over there.
Yep.
Chris on the board. Larson in the booth. Brendan on the phone call thing machine.
Ooh.
Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman in New Jersey in the other room, scanning the news deeply.
We always have people scanning the news.
There's a lot of news going on. I checked in with the blog. Okay, I'm here. Why don't they talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here. Oh, my God. What's on television?
Uh-oh.
I am. So what do you got, man? Wait, the Pope says what?
The Pope has, and this is the second time he's gone back to the well on the same thing, saying that the European Union needs to acknowledge its Christian roots.
But it's not Christian. It was some weird Celtic, pagan, dark, strange You know, who the hell
he's
knows?
He's not talking about that.
He's not going that far back. Oh,
no.
Let's go back to when the Christians co-opted the pagan methods and then killed the ones that didn't agree and inserted or imposed Christianity on everyone, and eventually it spread throughout Europe because people were too scared to do anything else. That's the beginning of European history.
You're not talking about the Spanish Inquisition.
It's just to name one. Perhaps the Crusades.
The Crusades might work. Yeah, the Normans and
so
the Saxons.
So that's one time. That's when time started for the Pope. That's the history he was talking about.
Well, but see, why is he going back to the well? The European Union has maintained they do not want to put Christianity or Christian roots in the Constitution of the Union. A lot of the countries in Western Europe don't want to hear about this. It's the Eastern, some of the newer members are in favor of it, but the fact of the matter is, the Pope's gone to the well, they told him no, so why is he, what?
Because it makes him nervous that, you know, he's got a lot of franchises. The Catholic Church has a lot of franchises throughout Europe, and they really can't afford to lose any more turf, dude. I mean, you know, after Boston went down, you know, the United States is starting to crumble as far as Catholic Church franchises, and now they really need Europe to hang on.
But, I mean, is this the best way to do it? First, he goes into this whole thing about feminism and feminism.
Well, he can't really tour as much as he used to. He can only just be rolled out onto the balcony and say a few things.
Well, you know, he always is posed with his head kind of, with one hand on his head trying to hold it up or something.
He has to hold his head up, man. It's sad.
Well, he's 84 years old.
But when
what do you want, Shecky Green?
When do you say, hey, Popey, time to go. It's done now. We got to bring in a new guy.
Well, he says, rediscover those roots.
Do you know how many popes there have been? There have been hundreds and hundreds of popes.
I know.
When I was in Florence, there are pope heads everywhere. Like, there's popes, like, there's one cathedral. I can't remember whether it was in Siena or what. The cathedrals are mind-blowing, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, mind-blowing. And there's one. All along the top are just sculptures of dead pope heads. And there were, like, hundreds of them.
Dead pope heads?
Yeah. And in some cathedrals, they actually had the dead wizards themselves right in the glass cases in their wizard hats.
Well, what do you think the Pope would say about this woman that got fired for eating bacon? She was a Catholic. She is a Catholic.
She was a Catholic working for a company that was primarily Muslim,
yes.
Almost all Muslim, I guess. And
in Florida.
And in the lunchroom, they got uncomfortable and said, you can't eat that dirty animal in here.
Yeah, they fired her after 10 months.
I guess that's illegal.
I think it probably is, yeah. I don't know. We better check with our legal analyst.
But, you know, why would she, well, I mean, that's, I guess, not the question to ask. Why would she work there if she really needed to eat bacon among all those Muslim people or... I don't know. She shouldn't have been fired. There's a lawsuit. We'll follow it.
Okay.
Here's a liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Get your pens and your pencils. Here we go. One, criticize Bruce Springsteen for writing an op-ed piece for the New York Times and not for your blog. Two, attend Lindy England's trial. Interrupt testimony every few minutes to yell, you go, girl! Three, when NASA probe lands, find out if Mercury is a good place for bike paths in extreme sports. Four, new product idea, children's chewable Viagra.
Ooh.
Wow. That's kind of wrong, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe we should ask Letourneau. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. The only reason you're arresting him is because he's a militant Islamic fundamentalist and has a carload of explosives. And that's profiling, man. What do we got next hour?
Thanks a lot, Bo Deedle. Yes. In the next hour of Morning's Edition, Mark Maron's Dream Diary, Rapture Watch, Iraq, Birth of a Nation, plus Kerry, Foreign Policy Advisor Jamie Rubin, here on Air America Radio.
Okay, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around. Just listen. It's me, the new Ford Focus. I see what you're driving there, and I gotta tell you, you deserve better. You deserve more power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. Hmm? You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The American Bar Association will be convening in Georgia later this morning, and the Bush administration will not be pleased with the group's agenda. ABA is calling for a resolution that the U.S. military torture of Afghan and Iraqi prisoners has brought shame on the nation and lowered America's standing in the world. The American Bar Association cited the Bush administration lawyers for what they call their unacceptable justification of interrogation methods when advising the president. Association says that mindset apparently contributed to a widespread pattern of abusive detention methods. President Bush has denied ordering prisoner abuse. The official word from the government is that the mistreatment was the work of rule-breaking soldiers and a few officers. Florida's former Secretary of State Katherine Harris is back in the news. She was responsible for overseeing the Florida vote count in the 2000 presidential election of George W. Bush. She's issued a public apology for making up a bogus terror plot. Harris is now a Republican congresswoman in Florida. She yesterday expressed her regrets for concerns caused by her claim a plot existed to blow up the power grid in Carmel, Indiana. City officials in the Midwestern community disputed the claims of the plot, prompting the apology. Yesterday, Harris said she received word of the purported plot in an open group setting and that the plot had been diffused. Harris said she regrets she had no knowledge of the sensitive situation and any undue concern it may have caused. Former Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean says he can connect the dots that President Bush gave the green light for a terror alert level upgrade for political gain. Dean says there's ample evidence despite strong denials by the administration, Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge, and the president's reelection campaign. Terror alert level in parts of New York City, northern New Jersey, and the Washington, D.C. area were upgraded last Sunday based on 3 to 4-year-old information. It happened shortly after the week-long Democratic National Convention. Rocker Bruce Springsteen will be conducting a series of concerts in key swing states 1 month before the election. Springsteen, in a rare television interview last night, told ABC's Ted Koppel, "This upcoming election is the most important one of his lifetime, and he wants people to know what's at stake."
I stayed a step away from partisan politics because I felt it was always important to have an independent voice. I wanted my fans to feel like they could trust that. But you build up credibility, and you build it up for a reason, you know, over a long period of time. And hopefully we've built up that credibility with our audience. And I think there comes a time when you feel, all right, I've built this up, and it's time to spend some of this.
Rocker Bruce Springsteen on ABC's Nightline last night. And the military says Iraqi fighters in the southern city of Najaf have shot down a Marine helicopter. Military spokesman says no one was killed in that crash. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
More and more people who are HIV positive are controlling the virus with medications and are living well. A new research study seeks to determine if certain drugs, still experimental, will improve HIV patients' immune systems enough to allow them to stop taking medication. I'm Dr. Kendall Smith, Chief of Immunology at the New York Weill Cornell Medical Center. Our 6-month research study tests low-dose daily interleukin-2 and an HIV vaccine with a treatment interruption. People who are taking HIV medications have undetectable HIV in the blood and have at least 400 T-cells are eligible to take part. If you or someone you know may be eligible, I urge you to call about enrolling in the research study. 1-800-822-2694 or log on to our website, HIVHCVtrials.net. The toll-free number is 1-800-822-2694 and the website is HIVHCVtrials.net.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
every day Americans play a game, the stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Randy Rhodes.
If they ask you, John Jett, you're an artist, you rock out, you love rock and roll, how dare you say, you know, I love John Kerry too. Just say to them, what would your show be like if you couldn't opine about politics?
It's absolutely true.
So ask Bill O'Reilly if he thinks he's more of an artiste than you. You know, because I think the answer is no.
Yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden he's a journalist, you know. That's crap.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
So much to do, so much time to do it in.
Only so much time.
We've got 2 more hours to cover everything we're doing. Good morning. This is Morning Sedition. I am Mark Maron. That is Mark Riley.
Present.
Present. We are here on Air America Radio having a decent morning. I'm starting to hit the sugar wall. I have my M&M. See, now this is going to be the real problem. Like, why are they talking about the interest? What is he going on about candy? It's not about candy. There's no more candy. The issues.
No candy?
Triglycerides. Thank you. Thank you, bloggers. I did check in with the blog. If you want to be part of the conversation, go to morningsedition.com. You can jump in, and if you're nice, they'll let you be in the little group. If you got something to say, get them worked up. There's quite a few people on there having coffee, enjoying their little world. Riley and I are enjoying our little world. We've got Jamie Rubin's going to be on the show momentarily. He is the senior advisor to the Kerry campaign and former State Department spokesperson.
Yes.
Under Bill Clinton.
We're going to talk about Iraq and North Korea and a bunch of stuff.
The Dream Diary coming up. I think the Rapture Watch is today. I know it is. We've got that coming up. We've got a lot of things to cover.
That's right.
Man.
And cover them we shall.
I don't know, man. So triglycerides, I don't know if they actually are triglycerides in M&M's. I don't know. But
what does it say on the label?
Yeah. I threw the label away, Mark.
Oh.
Now, here's a story we've been following since yesterday.
Very closely.
And I know a lot of you people are hanging on the edge of your seats because, you know, we're talking about the issues here. But Tigger was found not guilty of molesting the little girls.
Yes.
Tigger found not guilty.
Michael Chartrand is his name, I believe.
You got some memory, bro. Michael Chartrand, 36
years old.
When
it comes to alleged pervos, I remember everything.
Not guilty of misdemeanor battery and lewd and lascivious molestation, a felony. Okay, he was not guilty. He was accused because in a number of pictures, he was draping his big Tigger paws right over the 13 and 14 and 12-year-olds' Bristol area.
Yes. Bristol?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can make up words.
All right.
I'm sorry, Booble.
Okay.
Over there, Booble area.
Is that from Booble's Bangles and Beads?
Booble, it's a search engine.
Oh. Okay.
It's a porn search engine. Did you go to Booble?
Not yet.
Oh, boy. We're digressing.
Yes.
Aren't we? Apparently, the weird thing is, if I can find the defense attorney, okay, well, a lot of people tried the Tigger costume on. They realized that he couldn't feel through the Tigger paws.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of concern that, you know, that maybe if he were accused of this or convicted of it, that Tigger would take a hit.
They wanted to alter the costume.
Yeah, and apparently they didn't have to do that. There's some weird...
The thing was, you know, he originally was offered a plea. that would have, I think, almost avoided jail. I think he would have had to do community service, a few other things. He turned down the plea. He said, look, I'm innocent of this. And the jury apparently agreed, and very, very quickly.
Yeah.
15 minutes?
It was like 15 minutes, yeah. It was a smart thing for him to do. Because if he copped a plea, that would have meant that he admitted guilt.
And it looks as, I mean, look, that's the time it takes us to do one segment, 15 minutes. So a jury really didn't spend a whole heck of a lot of time on this. I don't think Michael Chartrand will be working back in Orlando at the, was that Disney or was that Universal?
Well, it's Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World. Well, I don't think so.
Maybe he can get a job, you know, as some other animated character, maybe in front of Long John Silver's or one of those other, who uses the giant
football,
mascot?
Baseball mascot?
Maybe he could be a football or baseball.
Florida Marlin. He could be the Florida Marlin or perhaps the Miami Dolphin.
But what if they're looking at his application like, aren't you the perverted Tigger?
Yeah, right.
Weren't you the Tigger that was indicted?
Yeah, but I wasn't convicted, so I have to put it on my job application. At least I don't think yet. Do you? Yeah. He was facing 15 years, man. He was facing some hard time. And the thing that was weird about that story, too, was it wasn't until the first kid's parents started to complain that all these other people came up and said, hey, you know, yeah, he did the same thing to us. But apparently a jury knew better, which is, I guess, good news. Who knows better, Mark Maron, about North Korea? North Korea is getting to be a very scary situation that we're looking at over there.
Well, apparently they've taken some junked, you know, submarines and missiles and put them in together into making ballistic submarines.
Submarines with the capability of launching a missile that could hit the United States. United States. Let me not George Bush that word.
Yeah.
Those words. Yeah, I mean, to hit this country. Now, we, I think in many instances, most Americans have no clue what North Korea is all about. The last thing that a lot of people heard was that, you know, people have to kill dogs and eat them and, you know, all kinds of gross stuff like that. And people would say, well, why would a poor country...
It's not have to kill them. They eat them. It's part of the menu.
It's part of what they do.
It's not like, what are we going to do? We got to eat the dogs. Dog. That's not different.
Okay.
Which is different.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah.
But bottom line, this is a country that people say, well, you know, there are these food shortages and famines and people are dirt poor. What are they doing running around procuring a nuclear device?
Yeah.
Why do they need to have a nuclear capability?
Yeah.
So I think at a point there are questions that are arising. There was a piece in Jane's Defense Weekly, which I read the first part of because the other part you have to be a subscriber to.
Well, we'll get more into that hopefully with Jamie Rubin in a little while. We've also want you to give us a call at 866-303-2270 if you'd like to speculate or talk about things. We'll see you in a minute on Air America Radio. Call us here at Morning Sedition at 666.
Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry. That's the mark of the beast.
That's 866-303-2270.
That's 866-303-2270.
This year, I'm hearing two kinds of political humor. Type 1 is the standard fare of Leno, Letterman, and that crew. Easy, cheap shots that are rooted in media stereotypes. You know, George Bush is a moron, John Kerry is a flip-flopper, that type of joke. These are to humor what Chicken McNuggets are to cuisine. They make us laugh. McNuggets will fill you up, but they also reinforce all that's stupid, shallow, and incurious about our political culture. Empty humor calories. The other kind of humor makes us laugh while cutting towards some deeper truth. Okay, so George Bush is thick as a brick. How does he get away with all this stuff? While Daily Show host Jon Stewart interviewed news guy Wolf Blitzer recently, Stewart, in his funny, unique way, asked Blitzer how the mainstream news corps had been so unskeptical of the Bush pretext for the war with Iraq. And there, in the midst of a comedy show, Blitzer cops to groupthink on the part of the media. You could surf the news channels for weeks and never find that insight into today's politics, but it was there on a comedy show. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first steps the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's going to get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Holy mackerel. Is that the spin doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Two-hit wonders. Were they one hit? Oh, man. Yeah, and they should have kicked a little of that money back to Steve Miller. It's Mark Maron here on Morning Sedition. No, the spin doctors were fine. You know, what do I got to kick a guy when he's down for? It's wrong.
There were two-hit wonders.
All right, two hits, Chris.
All right.
That's Mark Riley there.
Hi.
Apparently, Jamie Rubin's blowing us off. All right, I'm going to put that out to you. I apologize because he was,
I, too.
Because he was, we were looking forward to talking to him. We had some exciting questions to ask him. We wanted to learn some things, and he's blowing us off. Don't they understand what we do here? Don't they understand this is Morning Sedition on Air America Radio, where we talk about the issues because we're fighting for our lives here.
And we wanted you to help us, Jamie.
What is with that? Guy doesn't call. What is he, sleeping?
Nah,
you know what? I'm tired of this. I want all the guests that blow us up.
Uh-oh.
He's married to Christiane Amanpour. Well,
oh, is that the guy?
Yeah, but what does that got to do with anything? What has it got to do with anything?
Well, that's why he's asleep.
Larson's talking in my head. That's why he's sleeping?
Yeah.
What, because he was up all night trying to call her in Iraq?
Probably. Probably.
Look. The guy's blowing us off. I'm upset. People have blown us up off before.
See, here we go.
We had a phone call the other day.
Whoa.
But... All right, you know what? If that's the way they want to play, fine. Then we're just going to sit here. We're going to talk to our millions of listeners.
That's right.
Millions of listeners. And I want you to know right now that Jamie Rubin, if any of you know Jamie Rubin or you have his home phone number or his email address, call him up and tell him that we're waiting for him.
And tell him we won't even watch his wife on TV until he talks to us here at Morning Sedition.
Is his wife on TV?
That's how much.
I know she is. Here we go. This is my dream from last night. I can't even go to the therapist.
He's on vacation?
For 3 weeks, dude.
Ooh.
All right. I'm at the country club.
Ooh.
I got on the green slacks, the Rolex, got my Callaway clubs, 4 handicap, got the hot wife, number 4. Had the Puerto Rican kid park the Beamer. I see Tom Ridge at the clubhouse bar surrounded by important-looking white guys draining a pitcher of gin and tonics. One guy in a yellow sweater says, "So, hey, Tom, how's Project Scare the Suckers going?" Ridge says, "Great, Tad. You should see those security losers running around in New York. That terror info was so old it could have voted." Another guy with a crew cut says, "That terror chart is genius, Tom, pure genius." Ridge laughs and says, "Ha, ha, ha. I say orange, they say how high. I turn on the lights and the roaches scatter." A guy with a cigar asks, "It's a beautiful scam, TR, but how long do you think you can keep this up?" Ridge says, "To reelect Junior, we'll raise that damn chart to purple polka dots if we need to." You know what purple polka dots means, don't you? That means terrorist is doing your wife. They all laugh. It's great being them. I say, "So, Tom, what if that liberal flip-flopper Kerry wins?" Ridge looks at me like I just crapped on the carpet. "Fat chance. We paid a group of terrorists to let us catch them around September 16th after the debates. That should mop up the undecided. And that's without the clearing the vote machine. And that's without queering the voting machines. Cheney likes his bases covered." I say, but what if a real terrorist attack happens? Rich drains his drink and says, as long as it doesn't hit my house, who gives a... Bodies, rubble, grieving families, blah, blah, blah. It's just more business for me. If it happens, I'll just look very seriously into the cameras and raise the terror chart to brown plus. I say, what does brown plus mean? Rich says, a terrorist is doing your dog. He swung his golf bag over one shoulder and said, relax, kid. The poor will take the worst of it, just like always. Nothing's ever going to happen to guys like us. Rich walked to the first hole, put his ball on the tee, and gave it a healthy smack. The ball exploded, scattering devastation in a three-state radius. I woke up, and my bed was filled with Big Bertha Three Woods.
Hey, I got a question about your dream.
Yeah, me too.
Why do you have to put cigars in it, man?
Dude, I've been...
I love cigars.
I smoked a cigar yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, the last 2 days I smoked cigars. I get cravings sometimes, and I was smoking like one a week, but yesterday I smoked another one.
What kind?
I like those little punch.
Oh, that's right. You told me about
that. Maduro punches.
Enough about cigars. Let's talk to our listeners.
You know what I was doing? I was sitting out in front of the health food store. There's two chairs. I usually shop at the health food store in Astoria, so they know me.
And they just love it when you smoke a cigar in front of the health food store.
Two chairs, and I'm just sitting there smoking this big, fat cigar.
Yeah. Well, where else in New York can you smoke?
My neighbor Jody comes up to me, and she goes, hey, Freaky Deaky, why are you smoking a cigar in front of the health food store? All right, 866-303-2270. Good morning, Jody, if you're listening. She lives downstairs from me. Okay, we got Kim in New York. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
All right. I have a comment. One of my relatives is a cop in the city.
Yeah.
And when they raised a terror alert the other day,
yeah.
I called and said, you know, so what are you guys doing? You know, she goes, absolutely nothing. No one had anything to say. No superiors or supervisors had anything to say or briefed anybody. And I found that kind of strange.
Bizarre. Because if this was a credible alert that really had teeth, they would have put everyone into action.
Well, yeah. I mean, not only that, you know, since the, you know, Monday, nothing has still happened. And also, just one last thing. My sister said that now I'm giving it up. It's my sister. she also said that if they knew about this intelligence, if this intelligence was supposedly 4 years old, 3 years old, did they know about September 11th?
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Interesting. Well, the argument on that, thanks, Kim. It's good she hung up the call phone before they could be traced.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, we talked about that yesterday, and the answer to that was, well, even if the September 11th attacks, even if the World Trade Center were on this list that was supposedly predated
the Trade Center,
they're claiming they didn't find it until a couple
weeks ago. Yeah, so. And that was we asked one of our guests yesterday about that, I think, very specifically.
Yeah, and he said that, you know, the information, even though it was old, was only revealed on this computer. You know, and you can believe what you want. We've got Randy in New York.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
what's
man?
Up?
All right. You said call if you want to speculate. I want to speculate about something. I believe that the government has a relationship with the so-called terrorists like the government did with the mob in the 60s.
Hmm.
And between 1993, late 92, 93, and 97,
mm-hmm.
I was locked up in federal prison.
Really?
Here in New York, in
okay.
NCC. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to meet the guys who bombed the World Trade Center the first time around.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Because of the area we were housed in,
mm-hmm.
It was in the hole. You know,
okay.
That we had the chance to talk pretty extensively. You know?
Wow.
And it was the two brothers that I spoke with at any length was Sadiq Ali and Mahmoud.
Okay.
And this is they had shipped me from there to Otisville, New York, also, where I was up there with the Sheikh. They used to bring him in by helicopter, right?
The blind Sheikh.
Right, the blind Sheikh. Now, Sadiq Ali is supposed to be the Sheikh's translator.
Okay.
He was the one that's supposed to be behind the plot. They had in the newspapers, the one that set it up and everything like that.
Okay.
But if you look, when they went to prison and they went and they got sentenced and they went off, Sadiq didn't go. When I got back down to, after going up to Otisville and coming back down, I had the opportunity to speak with Mahmoud again. I asked him, because when I came in, I saw them praying. They do their prayers. And I thought that was Mahmoud down there, but it was his brother.
Okay.
His brother, they had brought him in while I was out. he was coming back and forth to see Mahmoud on a regular. So I was thinking, why are they bringing this guy in now if he, you know, for months he's been coming back and forth in MCC visiting his brother.
Yeah.
And I had the chance to speak to Mahmoud, and he told me that it was Sadiq Ali who was working with the government, telling on them all the time.
Okay.
And they supposed to have sent all these guys off to prison, but Sadiq Ali didn't go.
Okay, and so you're saying that the government knew about the first World Trade Center attack before it happened because of this rat.
I don't know if they knew about it ahead of time. I knew they was working with this brother for a while, because I also had a chance to speak with the black dude. The
Sadiq is still locked up, though, isn't he?
Excuse me?
Isn't Sadiq still locked up?
I don't believe he is. I don't believe he is.
So you're saying he plead bargained somehow?
I don't know what the deal was. What Mahmoud told me was he was working with the government.
Okay.
Had been working with the government from the beginning.
Now, to what end? That's the question. Well, okay, let's say you believe he's working for the government. What was he doing?
I have no idea. That's the speculation. I have
okay.
no idea.
Okay, I dig it. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Thanks for your call, Randy. That was a fairly complex call. It sounded to me like what he was saying was that the guy who was acting as a translator was a go-between for information, which means that they might have just, the government might have cut a deal with him to give him as much information as possible on.
Yeah,
on
but that would be after the fact. I mean,
right, after the fact.
Yeah,
I think he was saying that they do have a relationship with the Earth, but that sounds like an information gathering relationship where they got basically a rat.
Well, it would be reaching, though, to say that the government knew about that first World Trade Center attack before
it
happened.
Right,
that would be reaching.
Right.
No matter what the relationship was.
Absolutely. But they knew this one, the September 11th one, could happen because of the August 6th PDB.
Oh, yeah, the PDB, no matter what.
Here's everybody, Stuart in Florida. How are you, Stuart? What's going on down there?
Hey, Stuart.
Hey. How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. I tell you, the last guy, I'd like to have what he's smoking. I want to talk about that lying sack of garbage, Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza.
When she was under oath, she swore under oath, in the front of the 9/11 commission, that she had no knowledge of any specific buildings that were under consideration by the terrorists to attack. Now this 3 or 4 year old stuff comes out, which obviously she was privy to, and named specific buildings. I wonder, since Mr. President Clinton got impeached for lying under oath, at least they could do is she could make her do the perp walk, put her in cuffs, and haul her ass off to jail for lying under oath. It's a felony.
For lying about what now? I'm not sure I understood.
For lying about in saying that there was no specific information about buildings that were targeted, because he's saying that now we know that intelligence is 3 or 4 years old.
Right.
She must have had access to it.
Wait,
she had access to that information as the national security advisor.
But is the intelligence 3 years old, or is it the stuff that they found 3 years old? I mean, what my impression is and what people have been responding to is that they just found this information.
Listen,
that was...
I don't know for sure, but just in general principle...
No, I know what you're saying.
Take her off to jail.
Dude.
No matter what. It doesn't matter when the intelligence got there. Lock the woman up.
Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, we were asking these questions yesterday. Okay, when we were talking to Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson, yeah.
The deal is that the information is 3 to 4 years old. All right, I'm not aware that this intelligence that became available, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago, yeah.
Was available 3 to 4 years ago. Because certainly if that were the case, there'd be a lot of people in trouble.
Well, yeah, and there's no evidence that I know of that says that the government had the information 3 or 4 years, only that the information was generated 3 or 4 years.
Well, the real issue right now is, if they had this guy in custody when they did initially, why did they wait to announce that they had him in custody the day that Kerry was supposed to speak? And why are they using this information that is 3 or 4 years old to bolster a terrorist threat, you know, now? I mean, those are the real questions. I mean, obviously this intelligence, you know, as far as we know, was not available as intelligence 3 or 4 years
ago. Not 3 or 4 years
ago. Because then there'd be a lot of people in trouble.
But we do know that there was a daily briefing that was three years old, August 6, 2001. Coming up, phones, more of you on the telephones.
They're
at Birth of a Nation, Rapture Watch, and more here on Air America Radio.
I
I was scared to death signing a lease, I'll tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made. Within 10 minutes, I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush and Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry took their respective campaigns to a battleground state and a battleground town yesterday, just blocks apart from each other. This with Bush defending his record and Kerry challenging it in separate rallies. Government says Vice President Dick Cheney is in the clear, but Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is not satisfied and is demanding the White House release details of Cheney's testimony in a federal regulator's probe of accounting practices at Halliburton. Oil services giant earlier this week agreed to cough up $7.5 million for failing to disclose a change in its accounting practices when Cheney ran the company. Illinois Republican leaders frustrated by scandals facing potential white candidates to challenge state senator and popular black Harvard trained lawyer Barack Obama is eyeballing black conservative Alan Keyes to take on Obama in November. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
That's the sound of college graduates kissing federal government officials. Why are they doing it? Because they're saving more than half on their student loan payments with a government program through Next Student. And it's making them, well, a bit affectionate. You see, the government is offering a free federal student loan consolidation program to help you cut your payments by more than half every month, which means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket. And it's so easy to do. There are no credit checks, no out-of-pocket expenses. In fact, it's absolutely free and takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're eligible. Thousands of graduates are taking advantage of this program every day. And you, too, can find out if you're eligible to save more than half on your student loan payments in less than 5 minutes with a simple call to Next Student. Kiss your expensive loan payments goodbye. Find out how you can cut your student loan payments by more than half. Call Next Student today at 1-800-985-NEXT. That's 1-800-985-NEXT. 1-800-985-NEXT.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Thursday on the Al Franken Show, a huge, huge program. The brilliant Leon Botstein, president of Bard College, a man who's interested in everything, tries to explain a president who isn't interested in anything. Healthcare crusader Bob Hayes is going to save your life whether you want him to or not. And the Boston Globe's Tom Oliphant. That's Thursday on the Al Franken Show.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanford on Air America Radio.
Minutia, Riley. We're arguing over minutia.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can call them facts, but we're arguing over minutia.
Minutia makes the world go round.
That's Mark Riley. I'm Mark Maron.
Hi.
This is Morning Sedition. You are listening to Air America Radio. Please register to vote. Please. I know a lot of people on the blog are saying that, you know, how can people be undecided? How can people not be registered? Maybe they didn't see how can people not be registered. But some people are undecided because they're not even thinking about it properly. They're not even busying themselves with this process. That's what always amazes me, is you and I are up to our neck in information. There's no shortage of information coming in from all avenues of information.
All over the place, yeah.
You know, you can't keep up with it. Every time we do a story, there's three stories that unfold in, along the same lines. You cannot keep up with all of it. So a lot of people just go, you know what? I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
You know, I got my own problems. Like, you know, what am I going to eat for lunch? You know,
how am I paying my rent?
Huh?
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, Mark, and people, as we get closer to the election, I think more people will understand that in this kind of a polarized environment, every single vote counts. There are people that these pollsters are not even contacting because they figure, first of all, it is a given with pollsters that people without phone numbers don't count anyway.
Yeah.
Now, most people say, well, everybody's got a phone, but no one asks themselves whether or not the people that do the call-out research for these polls call cell phone numbers or hard lines.
I know. For me, the numbers mean nothing. Do we want you tell me I'm going to learn something here from this guy? Okay, Declan in New York. What's going on, Declan? Declan,
hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, I have nothing really of value to contribute except.
Perfect. What a great call.
I got to help you out with this question about the facts that you were so concerned about earlier. I think the ones in M&M's that you were trying to locate.
Well, yeah. The ones that are in a lot of candies.
And well, there are a lot of things. You're in breads, you're in crackers. I think you're talking about trans fatty acids.
Trans fatty acids.
Yes.
They're the ones that will kill you in the long run.
Because they're not even real. They're
completely homogenized and created, and they just destroy your system internally. And they're, like, everywhere, and nobody knows about it. But I think that's what you were looking at. It wasn't triglycerides. You were giving triglycerides a worse rap than they even deserve.
Oh, wow. Are you a doctor?
No, not at all.
No. You're just a guy.
I'm a struggling
actor and writer up at a very early hour of the morning just trying to give you a little bit of helpful information.
Well, I appreciate that. And I got triglycerides off the blog. Thanks for nothing, bloggers. I made a choice because both of them were on the blog. We had triglycerides and trans fatty acids. The trans fatty acids I know about, they're created, they're manufactured, they're homogenized, I think, as a preservative, and they're the worst. And they're almost in everything. And there was a fight. Some guy brought Nabisco to task on the Oreo issue. The Oreos had trans fatties in them. And this guy said, you know, I'm against trans fatties. I'm anti-trans fatty. And he brought a lawsuit or raised awareness enough to where I believe, I might be mistaken, I'm speculating, don't call me on this. This isn't the Kennedy assassination. This is me going into my memory. I believe that Oreos has taken the trans fatty acids out. And now there's someone going, what? M&M's? Oreos? Why did this guy just do commercials for everybody? Why don't we talk about the issues? We're fighting for our lives here. This isn't about children's foods.
Well, you know, to an extent it is about children's foods because kids are fighting for their lives here.
That's for sure, Mark Riley.
You know.
And so are people with AIDS.
Yes.
Now, what I want to say, and what with the story we're going to talk about now, is our government, this administration, has refused to override patents on the AIDS drug Norvir.
Yeah.
Which effectively allows a quintupling of the price to stand despite consumer groups' accusations of price gouging. Now, the patient groups and some members of Congress apparently have pushed the National Institute of Health to take, you know, this action, arguing it was warranted because Norvir's discovery was partially funded by taxpayer dollars.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the NIH decided that such an extraordinary step could have only, you know, have broad effects on pharmaceutical market and would exceed that law's intent. Well, that is basically saying what?
Kick it over to the Federal Trade Commission.
Right.
That's what they're essentially saying.
Which means that we did a little research. Apparently in Canada and in Europe, you can get this drug for a fraction of the price.
Yes.
A fraction of the price that it costs here. So this is another example of this administration pandering to corporate interests over the well-being of the citizens of this country. On all accounts, this administration will do that, including if you want to go, you know, right to the war on Iraq and right to, you know, environmental protection laws, right to, you know, deregulation, right to, you know, privatizing certain amenities that shouldn't be privatized. This is a great example of where the Bush administration stands up for pharmaceuticals and not people with AIDS. These drugs, if you had a functioning country that actually cared about the populace, everyone should have, you know, effective health care that will enable them to have access to that health care and life-saving drugs without, you know, going broke.
perhaps?
Well, when your profit goes, or actually when your sales go from $250 million in 1998 down to $100 million last year.
Oh, only $100
million? I guess it's time to raise the price from $1.71 a day to $8.57 a day.
Yeah, let's gouge the cats and the kitties that are dying, you know, of a disease that is incurable. Let's take it out of their pocket.
Well, here's the thing. This is Abbott Laboratories.
Cats and kitties. Who am I, Lord Buckley?
Yeah, right.
Where did that come from? Hey, little kitties, little cats, how's all going on? What's up?
Well, I don't know if it was Lord Buckley or Lord Fauntleroy. But when it comes to this drug, Norvir, Abbott Laboratories is the company that makes and markets the drug.
Uh-huh.
They're saying, it, to some extent, that the reason why they needed to raise prices was because, I guess, the prices were so low in other places in the world. But it wouldn't it be interesting to find out how much money the head of Abbott Laboratories makes every year and find out whether or not some of the profit that's coming from raising the price from $1.71 to $8.57 is going directly into his or her pocket.
Dude, I can't even imagine. And just, you know, I can't even imagine just how much money is made by legitimate people through the illegal drug market. I obsess in my mind sometimes when I'm just, when I got nothing to do and I got nothing to obsess over right in my immediate world, I go, where are all the heroin billions from Afghanistan going now that that market is up and going? How much of that enters the U.S. economy? I'm reading a book about it. I'm reading Eric Schlosser's book,
Really?
For Madness. I just started it. I'm doing a lot of reading lately. All right, look, we're going to talk about another way that this administration, you know, makes money, you know, over, you know, as opposed to
eat red meat, keep listening.
Siding with the big business over siding with the people of the planet.
Yes.
We'll be right back after this on Air America.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.A. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got Geico. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. Online at geico.com.
The peak of allergy season, ragweed.
Yeah, pollen, the best time to make them suffer.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexithenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Allegra takes the joy out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily long-lasting Allegra. The relief goes on.
Yes. That's it. All right. I'm coming around. This is great. We got bagels on the way.
All right.
All we do is sit here and eat M&M's, bagels. Yeah.
How many trans fatty acids in that bad boy, Maren?
I don't know. There might be some in the cream cheese, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty aware of this. My ex-wife was very involved with the anti-trans fatty acid campaign.
Really?
Yeah. She enlightened me to that. She used to do a radio show with a nutritionist, and she did some voiceover stuff, so we had all this information about trans fatty acids, so it got me really paranoid for a while.
She was like a trans fatty activist?
Trans fatty acid activist.
Yeah. Well, hey.
We had just a fatty activist on.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going.
All right. Wow. So here we go. Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 38. Leaders of Iraq. Oh, yeah. Good morning. I know you've been following the Lindy England case. Yes, I know. She's not one of our favorites either. But I want to touch on something an investigator said, that she took those famous torture photos, quote, for fun. I know. I hear you. How about a old school. Now, since we're going to be there forever, you need to learn this. Americans have a much different sense of what fun than you do. Now, like, okay, look, you like to shoot your guns. Okay, yeah, that's cool. We've got a lot of that ourselves. But would you ever light a bag of dog poop on fire and put it on someone's porch? Uh-huh. We would. We would think that was fun. We have TV programs showing video clips of children hitting their parents in the nads with a rake. That's fun. We stage fake wrestling matches where steroid cases hit each other with folding chairs. That's fun. We invade foreign countries without asking the world community first. That's fun. Hey, don't get so high and mighty. You did it to Kuwait. So if Lindy England wants to take a few party pics to show the folks back home, she's only doing what millions of Americans do when they're trying to have a good time. And if you still don't get it, once we start sending you alcohol and you get into the habit of boozing it up every weekend, a lot of what we do for fun will start to make sense. Until then, good luck and God bless. This is day 38 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Live free or die. There goes Riley, back in his chair a little bit. Yeah. Every time the explosion comes, Riley's head goes back.
I'm just taking precautions, like Bo Beetle said.
We keep bringing that guy up, and it does piss off the people. The guy had some information, but he was also a bit of a racist.
A bigot!
Old school bigot.
Yeah.
That's what Bo Beetle is.
Archie Bunker.
Hey, okay, so now look. Here's a good example of an American phenomenon. All right? Now, a lot of people are concerned that there will be an over, like if they keep hitting the terror alert, that mm-hmm. eventually people will just get used to it and no longer can, you know, long think it's valid at all.
The boy who cried wolf syndrome.
Well, that's sort of it, you know, because, you know, because we all do that. Eventually your brain just wants to go back to the way it was, wants to do what it wants to do. Like this, we got a story here about mad cow disease. Now, mad cow disease, my father's been saying for since it first showed up in England, that there's no way. And my dad's a doctor who's got a lot of time on his hands. You know, he takes a lot of vitamins, mm-hmm. does a lot of the big think, and then occasionally is suicidal. Okay. But you know, it depends how he feels. Yesterday he called me. He was very excited. He kept calling me. Here's what, because I do this radio show now, and apparently he's listened to it twice when he's gotten up to do it, because he usually gets up early to start hating things. So he's listened to it twice on the computer, but I guess since then he hasn't. He calls me. He's on the road. He's like, hey, how you doing? We were in Oklahoma fishing. We're driving back. We're driving through the top of Texas. And what do you think? What do you make of this whole terror threat thing? Like, I got to do the whole radio show again for my father when he calls. So... But the mad cow thing, he's been saying, don't eat the meat. It's here. It's got to be here. How can it not be here?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, of course, I'm like, Dad, come on. Even if it is here, what are the odds? And the truth of the matter is, he's probably right, but I want to eat meat occasionally. You know what I mean? Every once in a while, I want a hamburger. I'm willing to take my chances. You know, but now I'm a little. It becomes a little more frightening because anytime there's a press, any sort of press about it, and apparently the government is setting more stringent standards for when it will announce that initial screening test for mad cow disease has yielded a suspicious result. So apparently, this is from the agricultural...
the agriculture department.
But apparently the tests, from what I understand, they're not that terrific to begin with. That they only test animals that are looking a little droopy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That don't respond to, hey, cow! All right, so they test only selected animals to begin with. And now they're saying that when they get a test that is questionable, they're not even saying positive, they're saying that when it tests...
is not clear what it means, we're not going to race out and tell people.
No, we're going to do a second test.
One that's a little more, you know, what? The thing that's scary about this whole thing is I haven't heard nothing to begin with. If there's have you got any news about questionable tests?
No, because I don't eat red meat.
You don't eat red meat?
No,
never?
Man. No. I stopped like maybe 8-10 years ago. But see, here's the interesting
thing. Wait, what does that make you better than me?
Absolutely. Mr. Pork Shin.
I'll have a pork chop occasionally, but we're talking about cows. I'll even eat some cow.
This shows the inconsistency of the government. Terror threat alert, we announce immediately. Mad cow, we have to take some more
And
tests.
Why? Because, hey, the meat lobby's pretty big lobby.
Yeah.
Meat industry, pretty big business. You know, round the clock, people are killing cows.
Mm-hmm.
And this is huge business. And if this is the type of, like, crazy panic that could start. If one man, if there's, the thing is you know it's here. And the scary part about it is because of the nature of the meatpacking business, all it takes is one stinky cow to pollute about, you know, 100,000 hamburgers.
Ask the British beef industry, which was ripped apart when mad cow first appeared there.
Yeah, but they were, you know, and we do it here too. Like, listen to me, I'm going to all of a sudden defend the meat industry. Apparently, you know, the British meat industry, it was just feeding cows cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing is that we do that, but not in the same way that we do. We don't allow cows to eat cow unless it is, a lot of times they'll have dog food,
yeah.
Okay, that passes its expiration point. And for some reason, there's a loophole, go figure in the law, where that dog food can be fed back and can be, you know, recalled. Can't be fed to dogs, but they can use it to feed animals again.
Other
so
animals.
There is some cannibalizing going on within the animals, which is where the mad cow comes from.
Wow. Now, wasn't there something about them grinding up bones and refeeding it to cows? Was that an issue at some point?
Here?
Yeah, well, here or in Britain for them.
This is one of those horrible moments, Mark, where you ask me a question, I ask you a question, and both of us go,
yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's get Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman in New Jersey, to find us some information on that. And we'll be back after this on Air America Radio. Oh, I'm sorry. I was blogging. Hey, check us out on morningsedition.com where you can blog, too.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Do you have trouble falling asleep? Do you get a full night's sleep and still wake up tired? Do you wake up with aches and pains? Answering yes means you need to change the way you sleep. Hi, I'm David Spillo of Dormia, announcing the grand opening of our newest showroom at the Garden State Plaza. Dormia uses modern sleep technology and the finest materials to create the most advanced sleep systems ever. NASA-developed memory foam for pressure relief, 100% pure Belgian latex for orthopedic support, and the finest European quilted covers for comfort and breathability. Dormia mattresses and adjustable beds are the most comfortable, luxurious, and healthiest beds you can buy. Now, during our grand opening sale, all mattresses at all stores have been reduced and include free delivery and installation. Also, qualified buyers receive no interest, no payment financing until 2005. So, try a Dormia and start sleeping better. Dormia at the Palisade Center, the Poughkeepsie Galleria, the Galleria Crystal Run in Middletown, the Danbury Fair Mall, the Crossgates Mall in Albany, the Willowbrook Mall, and now open at the Garden State Plaza.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours, so what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece?
Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rates.
All right. It is Thursday. That means it's almost Friday. And I can take a nap. I take a nap on Friday.
Really? Right after work?
Yeah. So okay. I can have a regular weekend. I don't nap when I go home after this. I usually go home and do some shopping, wander around my neighborhood. Look at all the different types of people that live in the world.
Ooh.
And, you know, maybe do a little cooking, a little reading, a lot of reading. Do a lot of reading. Maybe do a little exercise. I went to yoga. I got to be honest with you. Every day, any day I do yoga, I feel like I've been dropped off a car the day after. Is that supposed to be what's happening? Maybe I don't do it enough. I don't know. But
no, that's exactly how you're supposed to feel.
And I get so aggro, you know, when I'm, you're not, I don't have the spiritual mode for the yoga thing. I just go there so I don't turn into some sort of scoliatic, you know, weird crumpled old person. I just want to keep my joints and stuff stretched and open, you know, so I don't crumple up.
Yeah.
Know? But I get there, and if they start twisting me too hard, I'm like, what? All right. You know, which is not the groove. That's not the yoga groove. Here we go. The Bible's book of Revelation portends the end of days and the second coming of the Christian Messiah, one of our president's favorite stories. Though no one knows when the end times will come, there are signs that will appear to men. Here on Morning Sedition, we won't let you be caught off guard by the end of the world. That's why we present Rapture Watch. Listen up, you gluttons, sloths, and avaricers. It's time to look to the skies with expectation because our world is growing even more eviler and eviler with each passing moment. The latest sign that the end times are near comes straight from the demonic mouthpiece of Beelzebub himself. Yeah, you guessed it, the National Transportation Safety Board. Or as we here at Rapture Watch call it, the National Transportation Satan Board. It seems these gargoyles want to put black boxes in our cars to make it easier to find out what causes crashes. Flapdoodle! It was prophesied in Revelation 13, 16, 21, 32, hike! That the Antichrist will implement an economic system in which it is compulsory for all to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead, or in this case, inside a box bolted to your crankcase. It's just one more way the Lord of the Flies seeks to keep track of his minions so that only those who bear his mark can engage in commerce, evil commerce, like selling insurance or hawking soft-serve ice cream cones in those trucks with that hellish jingle that won't stop playing in my mind. It just won't stop playing in my head. Oh, God, my brain hurts. See, Mr. Softy is the Antichrist, giving away those little tattoo decals for free, and me, who can't get those things off my penis. What the hell? Rub on, wash off my ass. It's the mark of the beast, I tell you. The end times are here, people. Join a church or get out of Dodge. And if you drive a Dodge, make sure it ain't got no black box. Damn you, Mr. Softy. Get off of my private. May God have mercy on us all. This has been Rapture Watch on Morning Sedition.
I don't know if we can follow that up with anything.
What came over me, man?
I don't know, man. You were in the moment.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time out in Queens.
But I thought you loved ice cream. And anybody who loves ice cream, the minute they hear that, they kind of like go into a swoon.
I don't go into that soft serve stuff. No, I go.
Well, they got the other stuff. They got the good humor things that you can get for 50 cents a pop in the store. You get them for $2 on the truck.
Every once in a while, I'll have one of them Almond Joys or whatever. The almond covered toasted coconut.
Toasted almonds. They're really
not
nice.
Very often. I'd rather go for the hard pack, new extended version of the Ben and Jerry's pint, man.
Ooh.
Keep it pure.
Hey, I don't know if we can follow a story about purity.
My head's about to explode, bro.
Your head's about to explode?
Well, we can tease it for the next long break. We can. What do you want to talk about, Letourneau?
Mary Kay Letourneau. Yeah, we'll talk about her in the 8 o'clock hour sometime.
It's very,
we'll get to
it's very important news. I know there are people dying and you know, things are bad in the world, but Mary Kay Letourneau, back out on the street.
Hey, beware. In the next hour, Morning's Edition, Recovery Corner. Joel Witt on nukes in North Korea, the liberal agenda, you on the phones, and so much more here at Air America Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're going to love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out, and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
You're still using Hershey syrup to make chocolate milk?
Yeah, why?
Syrup's great on ice cream, but when it comes to chocolate milk, we switch to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
With Hershey syrup, my kids only get chocolate. But with Ovaltine, they get a whole lot more. Great taste plus vitamins.
Yeah, but how does it really taste?
It's great. It's really chocolatey.
And rich chocolate Ovaltine's better for you than Hershey syrup. Wow, now I can feel good about giving my kids chocolate milk.
More Ovaltine, please.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush and Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry took their respective campaigns to the battleground state of Iowa and the battleground town of Davenport yesterday. Political pundits have long regarded Davenport as crucial and was in part responsible for the victory Al Gore received in the state in the presidential contest of 2000. Bush was in one end of town defending his record and adding that the next 4 years are the best to come. Rival John Kerry worked the other end of town, challenging Bush's record and calling on Bush to turn the corner for a debate. For instance, Kerry blasted Bush over health care.
We can make the cost of health care go down for all Americans, my friends. John Edwards and I have a plan to do it. The people on the other side have no plan. They've had 4 years. They have no plan not only to provide coverage to the people who don't have it, which is important to America, but to lower the cost for everybody else.
Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry in Iowa yesterday. Government says Vice President Dick Cheney did no wrong in his investigation of accounting practices at oil services giant Halliburton when he ran the company 6 years ago. Giant Company earlier this week agreed to pay out $7.5 million for failing to disclose a change in accounting practices. Halliburton's former chief financial officer and another company executive were brought up on charges in connection with the probe, but Democratic presidential candidate Kerry says not so fast. He's calling on the White House to give up information on Cheney's testimony before federal regulators. Kerry is questioning why a government agency is giving Cheney a free pass when any other company CEO faced with the same set of circumstances would face an indictment. U.S. Airways altered its flight schedule last weekend to accommodate the first family. Turns out a Boston to Washington flight that was already running 20 minutes late was further delayed when it was ordered to make an unscheduled stop in Albany, New York, to pick up President Bush's daughters Jenna and Barbara. This along with 22 other people. Their flight had been scrubbed because of mechanical reasons. Airline officials are adamant that the decision to divert the flight to Albany, New York, had nothing to do with President Bush's two daughters being stranded in Albany. Security concerns has prompted the State Department to warn Americans to stay out of Gaza and defer travel to Israel in the West Bank. Warning comes after the kidnapping of an American citizen last week in the region. America was one of three foreign church volunteers taken hostage in the city of Nablus along the West Bank. Palestinian officials report the three hostages were released after the kidnappers were promised payoffs for themselves and for their comrades in the Israeli prison. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area, with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area. And they were the first center to teach this state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at diamondvision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also, take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
Are you ready for love? That special someone could be waiting just for you at Match.com. Match.com's exclusive total attraction matching system helps you connect on all the things that really matter, from personal values to personal style, then delivers profiles and photos of your most compatible matches. Hundreds of thousands found their love at Match.com. Take the Match.com personality test free and get the love meant just for you.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advance. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One Player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Mark Maron at 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition. Hey, hey, good morning. It's Mark Maron. It's Morning Sedition. Man, the bagel party has started.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is great, man. Cream cheese, jelly. People are like, if you've been with us the whole show, you've known that I've eaten some M&Ms, and now I've moved into bagel, cream cheese, and jelly. Brought to me by Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman from New Jersey, who's going to talk to us in just a minute. We had to pull him into the studio because back in the day, it wasn't my day, but Riley, maybe you remember, rock and roll people, musicians of all kinds used to rise up, activate, do what they had to do to get people mobilized to vote the right way.
I just thought they all got doped up.
Well, they did, but back then that was the right way. Okay. That meant something. There was a certain amount of momentum that was part of that. Sort of like, you know, no Nixon, war bad. Now we're like, no Bush, war bad.
Ah.
No more secrecy, no more conspiracy. And if we could listen to the recently politicized Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce, let me put it very bluntly. Are you entitled to your own opinion? Of course you are. But who the hell is Bruce Springsteen to tell anybody how to vote?
This is my favorite question.
That's what it would be.
First of all, I don't even tell anybody anything. You know, you ask people to think about things together, you know. Second of all, it's an interesting question that seems to only be asked of musicians and artists for some reason. You know, if you're a lobbyist in Washington, you're a business guy. Well, shut up and do business. Stay out of public policy. You know, nobody complains about that. You're in a big corporation, right? You influence the government your way, right? Artists write and sing and think. And this is how we get to put our two cents in.
Now, literally, yesterday in our production office, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman of New Jersey, was at his computer. All right. And when they announced this tour, literally, his head almost exploded. He was like, oh, my God. And now he's in the studio. How do you feel about this concert?
My head is still on the verge of implosion. I can barely even contain myself.
Which one are you going to see?
Now, wait a minute. We should let people know, first of all, this is a series of concerts.
Yeah.
It's been organized by Springsteen. It includes people like R.E.M., who we talked to Michael Stipe not that long ago, Dave Matthews, and a bunch of other artists I've never heard of before because I'm old school.
But you start looking at the artists, right? And by the way, if you didn't recognize that, I was Ted Koppel on Nightline talking to Bruce
Springsteen. Yeah, who the hell is Bruce Springsteen?
And Bruce Springsteen, right, never talks, right, Dan?
Very, very, very seldom.
Not even on stage, right?
No, he'll talk on stage. He'll talk on stage, but he grants very, very. I mean, we're talking years go by between Bruce interviews.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
So now the other people on the ticket are Dixie Chicks, James Taylor, Jackson Browne.
But it's
going to
be like
Fogerty too, John Fogerty.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you look at all the different concerts in all the different cities, and I think you can go to a website which we'll post on our blog,
MoveOn.org.
MoveOn.org. Yeah. It's got the full listing now. But Cashman was like, you look at the one bill. What's the bill?
Oh, it's brilliant. Wait, Bruce Springsteen, yeah. R.E.M., and John Fogerty sharing a stage, which is going to be phenomenal. All right, now, you got to say, Bruce is a huge CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, for those out there don't know, huge CCR fan, and the idea that he's going to be performing, I mean, Bruce plays very few covers live, and CCR is one of the few bands that he has ever covered on a regular basis.
What covers has he done?
Up Around the Bend, Fortunate Son, Down in the Corner, you know, and he's going to be playing with Fogerty.
Yeah.
And as Jonathan pointed out yesterday, they cover Fortunate Son.
It's crazy.
Dedicated to Bush or something. Oh, that rocks.
Three guys with scratchy voices all on the same stage at the same time.
Bassman was bouncing off the walls at the office. We got to go. We got to cover it. So now, then all of a sudden we're sitting there yesterday talking about, like, okay, we're going to go. It's like in October, we'll go down there, we'll be in the parking lot, we'll cover the concert. And then I said, it's 6 in the morning, Dan. We're going to be out in the parking lot. Bassman's like, there'll be tailgaters, man. They're already going to be there.
They'll be there. No, but you know what's funny about this? There is a political dimension to this series of concerts, aside from just looking to oust Bush. Remember that the Republicans were made nervous enough by Fahrenheit 9/11. Okay, they did not expect, first of all, they didn't expect it to make $100 million, and they didn't expect it to resonate in some of the swing states, some of the battleground states, where Bush is really, like Iowa, for example, where Bush is really looking to try and maintain his incumbency. Now, here comes this, also going to battleground states, also doing the same thing, conveying the same message. Now, the GOP, the Republican Party, has hit the musicians saying, you know, that because the thing is in part sponsored by, I believe, the Political Action Committee of MoveOn.org, that the musicians have affiliated themselves with, quoting here, a hate-filled fringe group, unquote.
Well, who the hell is that? What are they talking about?
They're talking about MoveOn.org.
That's ridiculous. You know, they keep trying to characterize it, but let's get back to the rock and roll. So, Pashman, how many times have you seen Bruce Springsteen?
I believe the tally is at about 6 right now.
Oh, so that's pretty small, actually.
Well, you're
a young guy.
Yeah. I didn't want to put it that way, but I mean, put it this way, Mark.
Right.
The first rock concert I ever, you know, every music fan remembers your first concert.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
First concert I ever went to in my life. I was 8 years old. My parents took me to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in New Jersey, in Giant Stadium, the Born in the USA tour, 1985.
And that's what did it?
Oh, it was over after that. And the best concert I ever went to in my life was May 8th, 2000,
which
in Hartford,
was?
Connecticut, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band,
right.
When the moon and the sun aligned, and I got through on Ticketmaster and was able to get 8th row center tickets.
Oh, my God.
Which, you know, most artists don't even release those tickets because Bruce is the man. He makes sure that some of his fans get a few of the good seats.
And that's why you like him, because he's a people's person.
He is. And he's just a phenomenal performer. He's a phenomenal musician. And I think what's interesting about him getting involved in this tour, you know, a lot of these other bands like Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, R.E.M., Michael Stipe, you know these guys are kind of left-leaning.
Right.
People who are in the middle could easily dismiss those artists
right.
as, well, obviously they're going to support Kerry, duh.
Yeah.
Bruce has never supported a political candidate before.
Yeah.
And that gives him a credibility that these other guys might not have in the eyes of the swing voter.
I think it's amazing. I think it's great that these guys are doing this. And it was funny yesterday on CNN, they said that the Republicans are going to counter it with their own tour, but they weren't able to speculate on who those artists
might be.
Right. Who are they going to get?
John Ashcroft?
Yeah, he's going to sing his
Amy Grant
song. But all they got Toby Keith, then and they got Christian Rock Band, Stryper, maybe yeah, that's exactly right. Maybe a couple other country
Creed?
Yeah, Creed, maybe. I don't even know. They're probably Carrie-ish. Yeah.
But you know what? This tour is a little...
Bruce Willis's band might play.
Oh, I don't think so. This thing is a little thin on the broskies, I got to say. Although Babyface is, I think, joining the tour.
Jurassic 5.
And the Jurassic 5 and Kemo. Okay,
just,
all right, so yeah. It's fairly
Did
integrated.
You just say the broskies?
Broskies.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I said broskies.
But let me ask you something, because we were talking about this before we got on the air, is that it seems to me that if Puff Daddy, or P. Diddy, sorry, Jesus, I hope he doesn't kill me. If P. Diddy...
on his way here.
But there is a mobilization going on with... He's activating the black vote, the black youth vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be a full-on hip-hop tour as well. I don't know why there isn't. There really is a different crowd. There are two crowds.
There are two crowds. But you know what? If you take what Barack Obama said during his speech to heart,
yeah.
which is that we are, in fact, one America,
mm-hmm.
then why not do one series of tours? Why not put all of these people in? See, I think that young people in particular may not be as easily pigeonholed into, I only listen to rap, I only listen to Springsteen, I only listen to, you know what I mean? I think that they're a little bit more holistic than we give them credit for in a lot of cases. Now, Springsteen, granted, does not necessarily resonate with the youngest cohort of the audience. I mean, I remember when John Landau first wrote that, I've seen the future of rock and roll as Bruce Springsteen. That
right.
was in 1975.
Yeah.
But bottom line, I could see a tour that includes hip-hop guys and includes the people like Dave Matthews and R.E.M. Because I think that the audience that they're trying to reach and the audience that they're trying to get out to vote would appreciate the idea that they were seen as one and not as separate groups of
people.
Well,
yeah, and I think that obviously a great deal of the hip-hop audience are white kids.
Yeah.
You know, but it always seemed to me in comedy anyways that, you know, black comedy, there's a whole black comedy circuit that has its own thing going on. And there's all, you know, and then there's the other comedy circuit, you know, where there are black comics. But it always seems that the community, the black community, does gravitate to certain events, you know, that I feel excluded from on some level.
Why?
I don't know.
You ain't never been uptown, then?
I have been uptown.
What?
I've been to the Evening at the Apollo. I don't have any problem performing or going to black comedy events.
There you go. Guy's got stones, you know.
But because I'll tell you honestly, if a black audience likes you, man, everything is okay.
It's okay.
If they don't
Your
like
career
you,
is made.
If they don't like you, it's going to be a cold few minutes.
All
right, we'll be back with more stuff here on Air America Radio.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Do you dread spending another summer in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles.
Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing now, 1-800-448-6600.
Investors don't have to make a choice between service and low price.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation on low-cost investing.
It has been my pursuit since the very earliest of days to try to lower the cost of investing for every individual investor out there.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
By driving down the cost, making it easier for people to get a variety of services that make them a better investor, that's what this company is all about.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Do me a favor. If you don't think that this government works for you, or you think that you're bitter about the government in any way, or you don't think you're going to vote, think it through. Register to vote. www.declareyourself.com. Or you can register by state, find your nearest polling place, get absentee ballot information. Do whatever you can. If you don't usually vote, or you think it doesn't matter, do it for me. All right. And if you don't like me, just do it because. And if you don't know who you're going to vote for, let me help you out. Gary. If it really doesn't matter to you and you don't think it matters, just carry.
And by the way, if you've moved, because this is true in a lot of states, I'm not sure if it's true in all of them, but if you've moved, go up on that site and check whether you have to re-register, because in a lot of states, including here in New York, if you move even around the corner, you have to re-register. Yeah.
Let's surprise him. Yeah. All right? Here we go. This is from Ramon in the Oval Office, who now, like, I hear he's showing up behind the president waving. Did anyone see him? On this,
I thought I did.
Yeah, here's the download from the presidential palm pilot. Here's the schedule. 7 o'clock a.m., wake up. There's Kerry. He's following me. Oh, Jesus. Wait. It's Laura. Never mind. 9:55 a.m., signed Department of Defense Appropriations Act. Promise that the U.S. government will do everything necessary to support our troops. Skim a few million off the military retirement fund. Who's going to know? 11:15 a.m., go to Ohio. Hope I don't run into Kerry again. It's like we're trying to get votes from the same states. 1 p.m., participate in Ask President Bush event, Columbus, Ohio. Have Rove plant someone in the audience to ask, quote, you do so much for us, why don't you spend more time in Crawford just to recharge, end quote. 3 p.m., still in Ohio. If the poll numbers don't improve here in a few days, screw it. I'm not coming back. Let Kerry have it. 5 p.m., arrive in Michigan. Jesus, there's Kerry again. No, just another tall guy with a long face. The Democrats are planting him everywhere I go. 6 p.m., speak at rally, Saginaw, Michigan. Say some stuff I said before, like, say some stuff I said for the past 3 weeks. For fun, put emphasis on different words, like, we're winning the war on terror. 9:05 p.m., arrive back at White House. There's Kerry! Oh, no, okay, that's Lincoln. Sorry, bastard. 11 p.m., bedtime, drift off. Ah, there's Kerry again. He's in my head. Get out. That's a very hands-on presidential palm pilot. North Korea, nuclear missiles. They're building them. They got them. They got a bunch of Russian scraps. They had the leftover Scuds. They had some scrap submarines. They've rebuilt into ballistic submarines. There's a threat. They're also what, Mark?
They're scaring the bejesus out of people, even though the United States is saying that they are not taking this latest warning seriously. And the warning is that they actually have a mobile ballistic missile that would allow them to actually fire a nuclear device from a submarine that could hit United States shores.
Okay.
That's what's making people nervous. But there are some questions about the veracity of that story.
Okay. Okay, and that was from Jane's Magazine.
Yes, Jane's Defense Weekly.
Which is like... The it's like
a Time magazine for people who make bombs.
Now our guest, who happens to be a senior fellow in the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington D.C., co-author of Going Critical: The First North Korean Nuclear Crisis. Okay, and he thinks that the Jane's Defense Weekly article is a lot of hooey. Welcome, Joel Witt, to the show. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's it going?
It's okay. How's it going with you?
We're okay, man. So tell me, why do you think that this article, citing all these supposed facts that they've got this big nuclear program, is wrong?
Well, they do have a big nuclear program. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But the article talks about them now being able to launch these weapons from submarines. And I think that is a lot of hooey. And if you look at the New York Times this morning, there's an article on it, and U.S. government officials say it's a lot of hooey. So it's just a lot of exaggeration.
Well, why is this happening? Is this part of a propaganda effort to bolster up the president? Why is it happening now?
Well, I don't blame you for suspecting that because, as you know, there are these negotiations going on in Beijing to try to end North Korea's nuclear program. And suspiciously, every time before those talks start, there are leaks to the press about what a great threat North Korea is. But I think in this case, it's really not related to that, that it's just a newspaper story that was published by Jane's, and it's based on information that I think is incorrect.
Joel Witt, I'm curious. I've read stories, as you say, periodically we hear these stories about North Korea and they're arming themselves to the teeth, et cetera. And I once saw an analyst say that the North Koreans, in many instances, use their nuclear capability as a negotiating tool. Is that true? And if so, explain it.
Well, that's exactly true. I mean, the North Koreans, if you think about it, North Korea is this small country surrounded by bigger powers, and it's locked in this struggle with the United States, which is the world's only superpower. So the North Koreans need an edge, and I think the edge is they try to act really tough. And, they love it when these kinds of stories appear in the press because it makes them look 10 feet tall, and they really aren't.
Now, Kim Jong is very small, isn't he?
Yeah, he's small. He's got a lot of hair, and, he doesn't look very threatening.
Do you think he'd use him?
He's a smart guy.
Do you think he'd use him?
I'm sorry?
Do you think he'd use the missiles?
I think he's not crazy, and I think he knows that, launching missiles against the United States or anyone else would be committing suicide.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about these missiles, should they be considered, their development, should they be considered a hostile act? I mean, we invaded Iraq because we thought Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We know the Koreans have the weapons. We know they have the capability, and they may be developing them more. So what's the difference?
Well, the difference is that if we tried to launch an invasion of North Korea, first of all, we'd need the help of all our allies in the region, and they won't be with us. But secondly, an invasion of North Korea would result in millions of casualties. I mean, South Korea would be destroyed. It would probably trigger a recession in the Pacific and maybe even a global recession. So, the stakes are much higher in that part of the world, and I think the administration understands that and has been very cautious in threatening military measures.
We're talking to Joel Witt, a senior fellow in the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. What is North Korea's relationship with China?
Well, it's kind of a love-hate relationship. I mean, the North Koreans really have no friends left in the world. They used to have the Soviet Union, and, of course, the Soviet Union's gone now, and China and North Korea used to be a lot closer, but China is much more interested in a better relationship with South Korea now. So, the North Koreans have to maintain a cordial relationship with China. But if you talk to a North Korean, ask them what they think about the Chinese, they don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Witt, what would it take for the United States to say to the North Koreans, for example, if there was some credible intelligence that the North Koreans were moving their nuclear materials, their factories, their plants, or whatever around or moving them closer to the border with South Korea, what would it take for the United States to say, you know what, this is enough, we're going to have to really start seriously talking about not necessarily invading, but certainly disarming the North Koreans?
Well, I think your example is sort of right, but what it would take would be if we had information that North Korea was transferring nuclear material to, some terrorist group around the world. I think that would trigger a very hostile U.S. response, and it might trigger an invasion. Moving it around in their country isn't going to concern us, but if they transfer it outside of the borders, then all bets are off, and we might be in a war.
Why do you think George Bush characterizes Kim Jong the second there?
Kim Jong Il to you. Kim Jong the second.
I like saying it because the two L's look like a two. Oh, Kim Jong Il. Why do they characterize him as like crazy?
Well, honestly, I don't know, because I was in the U.S. government until 2002. If you look at all the intelligence on the guy, he's not crazy. He's a smart guy who was raised to rule his country. He had different positions in his government for over 20 years, and he moved to the top courtesy of his father being the leader of the country, but he's not crazy. He's a very calculating, smart guy.
Well, thank you for joining us, Joel Witt. Really appreciate you talking to us and giving us that information.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right.
I'm an idiot.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're all idiots when it comes to understanding some of this stuff, because it is very, very complex stuff. It really is.
Kim Jong the second. I'm an idiot.
Kim Jong the second. Coming up.
Like, I knew it was Kim Jong Il, but like when I read off these pieces of paper, I don't like always, like, you know, all right.
Well, hey, don't worry about it. Coming up, you on the phones, 866-303-2270, Recovery Corner, The Liberal Agenda, and more here on Air America Radio.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
I was scared to death signing a lease, I tell you that.
Who's going to help us do this? Realtor. It's like we have to have a trained professional that's going to go out and look for exactly what we want.
Whether you pay utilities or whether you don't.
If I were looking for another property, I wouldn't do it without a commercial realtor. I don't have the expertise.
When you're ready to lease or buy a commercial property, ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I could just turn it over to her and that it would be done and be done correctly.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilmer. The campaign of Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is calling on the White House to release the testimony of Vice President Dick Cheney on accounting changes at Halliburton when he ran the company 6 years ago. The company agreed to pay out $7.5 million for failing to disclose the change to former execs at Halliburton were brought up on charges. U.S. Airways is denying that the daughters of President George W. Bush were given preferential treatment when a flight from Boston to Washington over the weekend was further delayed by an unscheduled stop in Albany, New York, to pick up the first daughters. Violence continues to reign in Iraq. Dozens of people were wounded and killed yesterday in fierce battles in Mosul. 5 Iraqis died this morning in a suicide bombing attack in Baghdad. U.S. Marine chopper fell in Najaf this morning, shot down by enemy fire. No one was killed, and all have been safely evacuated. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America Frisbee?
That's right! Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more. All at AirAmericaRadio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and wear the air.
Children's Hospital of New York Presbyterian invites parents and children to enjoy a day of free inline skating as well as free skating tips Saturday, August 7th from noon to 4 p.m. at Chelsea Piers. Chelsea Piers instructors will be on hand to provide professional tips, and Paragon Sports Goods will bring the newest line of rollerblade inline skates for children and their parents to test out, along with the latest in rollerblade safety technology, free giveaways, and shopping coupons. The first 100 children who attend will receive a free skating helmet, compliments of Horizon Healthcare. To learn more, visit ChelseaPiers.com.
I was blown away at the ease and the simplicity of this product.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
The fact that the instructions were so well written and that the night guard is so well made, within 10 minutes I had a night guard that fitted perfectly to my teeth. It was like a dream to me.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
The Republicans are so concerned about the sanctity of marriage. Why are they not concerned about reality television exploiting it for entertainment value?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
There are a lot of things that y'all stand for that I don't. And it chaps my butt to be taken for granted that I'm going to vote Republican.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
Hey, what's going on? We're taking calls. It's Mark Maron here on Morning's Edition. You're listening to Air America Radio.
Is that where they go, A-O, yeah, let's go?
Or maybe? Yeah, it's the Ramones, buddy.
I'm just checking, man. Yeah, I don't know these people.
Dude, where are you, what? All right. 866-303-2270.
I don't think you know much about Sylvester, pal.
866-303-2270. I've listened to a couple Sylvester CDs.
Name one of his songs.
You know, I can name one. Isn't one called Something, Something, Do the Thing?
Yeah, that's the one.
is there one with the word baby in the title?
Oh,
what
yeah.
is it? Baby.
You're having my baby.
Oh, okay.
Not likely. Anyway. Yeah. Speaking of baby.
Mary Kay Letourneau, Eel. Is
not the second Mary Kay Eel.
The grade school teacher convicted for having sex with a sixth grade pupil was released from prison early Wednesday. Okay, we know that. And her 21-year-old victim is challenging a court order that bars her from contacting. He wants to see her.
Yeah.
Now, we've had cases, we've talked about cases like this before.
And gotten in trouble for talking about cases like this before.
Well, the weird thing is like, it's not that I've had a change of heart, because in the last case, it was about, first of all, Mary Kay is definitely attractive. She seems a little troubled, but she is sexy, and I'm not objectifying her. She seems like a very deep, troubled person, okay? She loves this kid. I believe that to be true. The last case we talked about was that blonde woman.
Yeah, the 23-year-old.
Yeah, who, he was older, the kid, right?
The kid was like 14
or 15. Yeah. I thought, well, that was pretty good. Lucky for that kid. But in this case, something about this thing, because the kid was 12, because, you know, he come from a fairly, you know, troubled home, and on top of it all, she got pregnant twice. Mm-hmm. With his children and had them. I mean, the pressure of that and the sort of like what that must have put the kid through was certainly an abuse, you know, deeper than just having sex with somebody would have been.
Does that mean you would now bar them from seeing each other, even though they're both?
No. I think they can see each other, because I think that this woman in his mind is his savior. He's had a lot of trouble in his life. You know, outside of having these two kids, if his mother are now, you know, taking care of since she was incarcerated, I mean, he's had drug problems. He's had depression problems.
He dropped out of high school.
He's been
he's unemployed.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know if this had anything to do with that, or whether, you know, it's hard to say that stuff, but certainly the pressure of having, I just, for my own self, if you have sex with somebody and you're afraid that, you know, they're pregnant or they are pregnant and how you're going to handle that or whatever, just that in and of itself is a tremendous, you know, fear.
Oh, it's
and
a tremendous burden, yeah.
Of panic. And I think that once you have the child, though I don't have children, the panic and burden must be much bigger.
Well, I figured, too, you know, this guy probably feels pretty guilty. He never went to jail. She's the one that ended up going to jail. So I'm sure, you know, you're talking about a 12-year-old kid when this whole thing started.
Right, but guilty. But on top of that, though, you know, he's got a kid now. He's got two kids. She's in jail. He's got two kids that he's at home with, you know, with his mother. He's got no real future prospects. And just the burden of knowing all this, of his life, on some levels being quite different than other kids his age, well, I think was very traumatic.
Well, let's see what Judge Marin would do. Let's say you've got two petitions in front of you.
Yeah.
One is his petition, the victim's petition, to be able to see Mary Kay Letourneau. The second petition is Mary Kay Letourneau trying to get custody of her two children. How would you rule, Judge Marin?
Well, I think that after a certain... Okay, I think she should be able to get custody of her kids once she is reacclimated to society. She has
How long would that be?
You're asking me to really
You're
do it?
You're the judge!
I think she has to go through 6 months of weekly parole meetings.
Okay.
To meet with a counselor and to sort of oversee, you know, her reacclimation into society and decide whether, you know, how responsible she is in that area, and also to decide upon the relationship she's going to have with this kid now.
She says that she wants to have another kid with him.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's out of her mind.
Yeah.
Dude.
She wants to rekindle the same relationship she had with him before she went inside.
And she's got four kids with her first husband.
Yeah, they're all living somewhere else, the ex-husband at this point. Yeah, they're living in Alaska, and they've been divorced. But, I mean, this seems to be like either a fatal attraction or the truest love I've ever heard. Remember, she was at one point going to be treated very leniently when she said she'd have no future contact with him, and then she got caught with him again.
I think there's nothing but trouble in store for this whole situation. I just think that if they rekindle their relationship, I mean, he's now an adult. He's now got, a certain amount of hostility and weirdness going on in his life. I just think it's a disaster. I think she's a troubled person that should be under psychiatric care, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't give her the kids just yet. That's what I'm saying. Can we take a call?
I don't know. Do we have time?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, Bert,
New Jersey. Hey, Bert, what's going on?
What's up, Bert? Oh, no, it's not Bert.
I thought it was.
Having a good time on listening to you guys driving to work.
All right.
Okay.
You guys have seen the movie Field of Dreams, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the phrase, if you build it, they will come?
Yeah.
You guys broadcast October 1st, 6 a.m. from Philadelphia, New Jersey for Democracy will be there in force.
Okay, all right.
Organization, we were New Jersey for Team during the primaries, and we've become New Jersey for Democracy, and they're working for candidates in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But we've got a large group of people who would come down to Philadelphia, support Air America, support this event.
Oh, boy. Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman in New Jersey, is going crazy in the other room right now. He's like, yes, yes, we're going
to
go.
I can feel a remote. Well, we didn't get to go to Boston for the Democratic Convention, so I guess maybe this would be our level up, right?
Yeah, I think we should go. I think it would be fun. And maybe we can get backstage. You know, I can talk to Max.
Where are they doing this? Lincoln Financial?
I think
if it's in Philly, it depends on if it's indoor or outdoor.
Yeah, it's probably outdoor. Yeah. If this is information we should have, again, we'll have it on the other side.
They may not have decided yet. You know, that's the other side. They may not have decided which specific venue in Philly.
Should we take one more call or wait till after the break?
Oh, we can take another call, can't we?
All right, let's take another call. Where are we going? Okay, hello, how are you? Krista?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good.
Good, it's nice to talk to you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Oh,
well, thanks. We appreciate that.
Sure. Well, listen, I had a comment about the Mary Kay Letourneau thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am a teacher, and I can just tell you that it is not normal for teachers to be attracted to their children.
Of course.
I mean, even if a kid is 18 or whatever, it's just not normal. It's not right.
Right.
She's a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think that if she was given access to him, she would realize that he's a grown-up now, and the attraction would wear off immediately, because she is only attracted to kids. So.
Oh, wow.
That's what you're saying. Okay, you're saying it's not this specific kid. It's all kids. That's interesting.
She's calling from Tennessee as well, listening to Sirius. Well, that's interesting, because I was, maybe she's right.
Well,
she's
maintained all along, Letourneau and the kid have maintained that it was the two of them for each other. So
yeah,
it's interesting that
she's maintained an obsession around this particular guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a kid when she met him. It'd be interesting. So that might be the real test of this, is that, you know, maybe they should. Obviously, they're going to be allowed to see each other, mm-hmm. and I predict that it will be disastrous, over time.
Well, it's not a given that they'll be allowed to see each other. Right now, she is not allowed to see him by court order. That's why he's in court trying to get that order overturned.
Why don't they talk about the issues? Who cares? Who cares? It's a child. I don't need this in my life. We're fighting for our lives here. We'll be right back on Air America.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270, or you can check us out at morningsedition.com.
Need cash fast? Call Fast Cash Loans by phone. You can get a paycheck cash advance up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. Call 1-800-279-3114. Even if you have poor credit or no credit, you can get fast cash. Every day, fast cash helps thousands of Americans make ends meet. So if you need cash, don't sweat it. Call Fast Cash now at 1-800-279-3114. When you call, you can get a Fast Cash application sent to you within seconds. The money you need is deposited straight into your checking account. There's no embarrassing trip to a loan store, no more borrowing money from your family. So if you need cash fast for any purpose, call 1-800-279-3114.
you can get up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. It's quick and easy to apply. And you can have the money you need within 24 hours. So call Fast Cash now. 1-800-279-3114. That's 1-800-279-3114.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be
tough. Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
I was cheering when Amanda took her first step the other day, but ever since, I've been running after her in a permanently bent over position, and now my back is really hurting.
What should you take for back pain? Truth is, doctors recommend the medicine in Advil most for back pain.
Every day she's gonna get a little faster, and I'll be right behind her. Amanda, here we go again.
Talk to your doctor. For back pain relief, advance to Advil Relief.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
I'm taking Nicorette like you said, but right now, I really need a cigarette. And according to my schedule, I'm not supposed to take another piece for 2 hours. So, what should I do? And don't tell me to tough it out, because it's not going to be pretty.
Take an extra piece? Good idea.
When a really tough craving hits, just take an extra piece of Nicorette. As soon as you bite down, it delivers the medicine you need. Nicorette helps you quit one craving at a time. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rates.
Good morning. Call us, 866-303-2270. I'm Mark Maron Eel. That's Mark Riley Eel.
Thank you.
We're here on Air America Radio.
I got a nuke in my pocket, and I'll use it.
My name is Mark. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark.
And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober. As always, I'm offering counsel to my temporary sponsee, George W. George W., you're turning up at the same place as John Kerry. And knowing you like we do, we have to wonder if you're feeling a little bit jealous. Remember, an alcoholic can't afford resentment, my friend. So you probably shouldn't think about how much taller Kerry is or how much more accomplished he is or more articulate. And don't think about his military record, which is, wow, a lot better than yours, buddy. Just let that go, man. Forget that his daughters have never been arrested or that he's never been arrested for that fact or that Teresa Hines Kerry seems like she would experiment in ways that Laura probably would never allow or imagine. I mean, just stuff all that stuff in the shredder and move on, buddy. All right? Following him around won't lead you out of Iraq, but it might lead you to a liquor store. So just forget that he's smarter than you and has less baggage and isn't losing in the polls and isn't in danger of being pathetic one-termer like his dad. All right? Forget all that. Wow. Man, I feel like I'm taking someone else's inventory for him. But look, just put that stuff on the back burner. All right? And you got your work cut out for you, buddy. That's all I'm saying. So remember, keep the plug in the jug. Get to a meeting. There's no chemical solution to a spiritual problem. Bend your knees before you bend your elbow. Sorrow is looking back. Worry is looking forward. Think. Get to a meeting, my friend.
Hmm.
See, that was like, I was sort of being a bad sponsor. Because I was kind of baiting him a little bit. You know what I mean? We got Kent Jones in the room.
Hey.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
I'm pretty good, man.
A little tough love.
Yeah.
He needs it.
Kent Jones is staff writer here at the network.
And he knows all about Drum and Bugle Corps, one of my favorite things.
Drum and Bugle Corps. And
right.
From Missouri.
That's right.
That is true, but I am distancing myself from recent voting activities there.
Not that I'm a blog bitch, but I was poking around.
But you are.
I was poking around the blog a little bit, and apparently some other people spoke up for Missouri. They're like, we don't like these people. I voted against it. We're stuck here. Help us.
But stereotyping is wrong.
They're fighting.
Dealing in broad strokes. Incorrect. Lots of good people in there.
Some people were very upset about the Missouri. Didn't like to hear it.
That's an ongoing controversy that gets a lot more play than it should.
Is it really, though?
There are Missouri people and Missouri people.
That's interesting. And some people get offended at the Missouri. No one's going to get offended at Missouri.
Yeah, that's time to get new priorities.
Yeah. Where does all that new show priorities. Me state stuff come from?
Honestly, I don't know.
No indecent exposure invitation.
I had a miserable. No. I was in Missouri. How could I forget this? Rolla.
Yeah. Rolla.
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 It was Rolla.
I was in Rolla. Rolla, Missouri.
Sure you were.
I was, man. My U-Haul broke down in Missouri.
Really?
I told you that story already?
Yeah, you did, but not for public consumption.
Oh, dude. That was like one of the most harrowing few days of my life in Missouri.
Did you try and make some Roll Another One jokes and they locked you up, right?
No, that would be you, Riley. the point of reference to Riley jokes is like, the drugs were the same.
What, is there a problem?
Yeah. No, it's all there is. It's really all there is, and food.
Yes.
Let's take a call, and then maybe I'll tell the Rolla story. Ray in New York. What's going on, Ray?
What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man. What's up?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to give another little piece to that woman who's with the young guy. I mean, you know what, man? First of all, we're talking about keeping everything free and keeping everyone off our backs and doing as we wish. And I understand that there's limitations definitely with the child, but this cat's like, would you say 21?
He's 21
now. She served her time. And there comes a time when, like, damn, there must... She must be a good piece of something, and he must be a better piece of something.
I'm glad the caller said it, not me, all right?
Can you imagine?
They got to go through, they got to be going through, like, things that we can't even possibly imagine. So, damn, something's got to be strong, man. We should just let him get on with it.
Yeah,
definitely. There you go.
Well, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, they're going to have to get on with it, and see what happens. They're going to have to play it out, and then we're going to see what's really there. You know, like, we're all going to be watching. Like, we're going to be calling them every day. They said that should be the reality show.
Well, maybe they'll get reunited, and he'll get his GED, and she'll get a teaching gig, and they'll live happily ever after.
Oh, yeah, she's going to get a teaching gig.
Well, he's going to get his GED. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Anything's possible. It's America.
Well, all I know is that if you've been craving somebody for that long, and she's been on the inside for, 7 years?
Yeah.
5 in this stretch? If you've been craving someone for that long, you know, it's going to be... You're setting yourself up for disappointment, number one.
Yeah, either that or, you know, get an apartment with really thick walls.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll let them play it out. I mean, and obviously they're going to, because he's a grown-up. Linda in New York, what's going on?
Hi, Linda.
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I just wanted to mention that I think the Republicans are doing a very clever thing right now by having the Republican National Convention in New York.
Mm.
Because what other city has more liberals than New York? So what's going to happen is that all these Democrats and liberals are going to come out and protest in droves. And what's going to happen is probably the police are going to provoke a fight. And then the Republican Party is going to use the great sound piece, Fox News, to say, look at these communist liberals coming out to support Kerry. Fear, instill fear in, all the people in the Midwest, in the South, vote for Republicans, and that's what I think is going to happen.
That's a pretty good, interesting speculation. Thanks for your call. She's saying that it's all a big setup to get all the protesters they can to converge on Manhattan, you know, from New York City and from everywhere.
From everywhere.
And let's get them into one big pen and throw the cameras on them and say, look at them! Look at the crazy freaks! Look at them! That's what this world is full of. This country is full of these crazy freaks that want to take us down.
Well, they're talking about the possibility of widespread civil disobedience during the convention.
We'll talk about that a little more when we come back in a second for the end of our show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Death into Wealth program. Let me introduce you to Heidi. She's just one of over a half million people who have literally changed their financial life with my simple, powerful debt elimination system.
I'm a single mom. I thought every dime I had was accounted for. I did not think something like this would ever work for me.
Heidi is talking about the Transforming Debt into Wealth program.
As a single parent, I couldn't believe that I could have my 21-year mortgage paid off in 7 years. It's true. The program works because it uses a simple, decade-proven formula using the money that I already make.
Not only does Heidi continue to use the program, she's now one of our program specialists.
And if I can do it in just a short amount of time, so can anyone. John's made it as easy as possible to understand.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven debt elimination system. Call 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122.
Bayer Advance presents today's lawn care tip. Are insects causing problems with your lawn this season? If you notice dying grass that lifts up easily, the problem may be white grubs. If you see arcs or circles of dead brown grass, you may have an infestation of armyworms. Thinning, torn up, and dried out grass could be caused by mole crickets. It's important to find the problem and treat it before it's too late. This lawn care tip was brought to you by Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. For more information, visit BayerAdvance.com.
The European crane fly can devastate your lawn or be no problem at all. The choice is yours. Introducing the revolutionary Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. Only Complete combines the power of two unique chemistries to kill insects above and below the ground, including European crane fly larvae, for up to 3 months. Finally, one product truly does it all, and nothing works better. Guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
Chris, did you put the board into landing mode? All right.
Yeah.
There's Mark Riley.
Yeah.
Kent Jones.
Good morning.
From downstairs is here.
It's like we do this in an apartment building or something.
They let me out of my container downstairs.
Mark Maron. This is Morning Sedition. We're going to take one more call.
It looks like a pretty seditious one, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Lou, what's going on? Lou in Delaware. Listen to XM.
What's up, Lou? Oh, Lou.
He said Delaware.
Oh,
on
yeah.
XM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not?
Gene. Yeah. The only way I could get my favorite far left radio station was to get satellite radio.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I can't get it. The closest transmission to New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What's on your mind?
Okay.
Buddy?
About this subject. First, let me give you a quote. I don't know who said it. Man, all other pleasures are not worth its pains. Now, that refers to sex or love or whatever you want to call it, okay?
Okay.
And when I was 12 or 13 years old,
yeah.
Oh, man, my finest fantasy
yeah.
would be to have some older woman, teacher, I don't give a damn who, take me to bed, and if you were honest, you'd say the same thing.
Oh, no, I
don't. And I don't call it rape. In my lifetime, I'm 78.
Okay.
This statutory rape thing came to be.
Okay.
That's not rape. They put down age. You could have a 17, an 18-year-old young 17-year-old girl, and that's rape. Now, that's crap.
Yeah, but this was
you're not speaking from experience, are you?
What?
What? He said you're not. Mark Riley said you're not speaking from experience, are you?
No, I wish I were.
Oh, Lord. But no, you know, the laws on the books here have to be...
Oh, yeah, laws, man. That's
but you got it. Look,
kid was 12, though.
Not natural.
The kid was 12.
He was 12.
He was 12. His voice might not have even changed yet. You don't give him any slack for that?
I mean, he's kind of ugly. He's looking at that woman.
All right, Lou. All right, Lou.
Oh, Lord.
Call us again next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lou.
Love and ugliness. My goodness.
I think that a lot of people have a contention with that. Like, when we talked about it before, I'll be gladly admit, if I were 14, you know, certainly I would have invited them. I wouldn't have wanted the kids either way at that age. But at 12, I'm not sure. I knew that something was supposed to happen, and I was actively trying to manufacture that in my mind. But if I were 12, I'm not sure I could handle it at all.
Well, would it have been, would this kid's life have been the same? And we keep saying this kid because neither one
Without
of us wanted,
kids?
No. Neither one of us want a chance mispronouncing his name. But would his life be the same? Never mind the two kids. Would he be a dropout? Would he be unemployed had he not run into Mary Kay LaTourneau?
No way to tell.
Interesting question, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. Saved by the bell, man. There's a liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Please, write these down. Help us out here. Help yourself out. One, criticize Bruce Springsteen for writing an op-ed piece for the New York Times and not for your blog. Two, attend Lindy England's trial. Interrupt testimony every few minutes to yell, "You go, girl!" Three, when NASA probe lands, find out if Mercury is a good place for bike paths and extreme sports.
Yes. Extreme.
I think it's going to be a little warm. A little warm up there. Four, new product idea, children's chewable Viagra. Oh,
ow.
In context of what we're talking about.
Look at you, right?
Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. Quote, the only reason you're arresting him is because he's a militant Islamic fundamentalist and he has a carload of explosives. And that's profiling, man. End quote.
Man.
I think all the protesters should wear suits. That'll throw the media.
Oh, yeah. They may end up doing just that. Coming up on tomorrow's Morning Sedition, one of the co-authors of All the President's Spin and co-founder of SpinSanity.com joins us to tell us how both sides spin the facts to get their message out. That's tomorrow's Morning Sedition here on Air America Radio. See ya.
Bye, Riley.
Bye.